Isn't God wonderful?
Kas Jumal pole mitte imeline?
I love God very much.
Ja ma armastan Jumalat väga.
I also honor him.
Ja ma austan ka teda.
Because that's what we are required to do anyhow.
Sellepärast, et see on miski, mida me peame vaatamata kõigele tegema. Niikuni.
Yes. In my reading this morning,
oma lugemises täna hommikul,
I was reading from the book of Job,
ja ma lugesin Iobi raamatust,
and I was struck by a scripture in Job, the last chapter of Job 42,
ja ma vaatasin ühte kirja kohta 42, Iobi 42,
verse 2 and verse 5.
Siis salmid 2 ja 5.
It says in verse 2,
ja teises salmis ütleb,
I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withdrawn from thee.
Ja mina tean, et sina osad kõike
from thee.
Ja et sinul ei ole ükski asi võimatu.
And verse 5 says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes seeth thee.
Ma olin ainult viies salm siis, ma olin ainult kõrvaga kuulnud kuuldusi sinust, aga nüüd on mu silm siin näinud.
It says something powerful about God here.
Ja siin räägib midagi Jumalast väga võimsat.
This is at the end of Job's career.
Ja see oli Iobi karjääri lõpp nii-öelda.
And the sufferings that God had allowed him to have.
Ja siin olid kannatused siis, mis Jumal lubas tal, millest Jumal lubas tal läbi minna.
And Job has been repenting.
Ja siis Iob on nüüd meelt parandanud.
And he tells the Lord this.
Ja ta räägib Jumalale seda.
He says, I know that you can do everything, there's nothing you cannot do.
Ja et ma tean, et sa suudad kõike teha, et ei ole midagi, mida sa ei suudaks teha.
And then he says, and there's no thought that can be hidden from you.
Ja inglise keeles ütleb siin hästi, et ei ole ükski mõte, mis oleks sinu eest peidus.
And that is so wonderful.
Ja see on imeline.
It's wonderful if you're a Christian and you're walking in righteousness.
Et sa käid, oled kristlane, käid õigsuses.
Because our thoughts are then righteous as well.
Sest ka meie mõtted on siis õiged.
But sometimes even the righteous can have bad thoughts.
Aga vahest ka õigetel võid olla halvad mõtted.
And the word of God says, I know every thought that you have.
Ja Jumala sõna ütleb, et ma tean kõiki mõtted, mis sul on.
And then Job says, I've heard thee. By hearing of the ear, I have heard about you.
Et ma olen oma kõrvaga kuulnud sinust, ma olen sinust kuulnud.
But now my eyes see you.
Aga nüüd mu silm näeb sind.
Turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians.
Vaatame esimese Korintose kirja.
1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 2.
Ilmselt on esimese Korintose 2.
No, one second, I'll tell you what it is, where it is.
Üks moment.
You know the scripture says, I has not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared. Yeah, chapter 2 and verse 9.
Ja esimese Korintuse 2, 9.
Verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Vaid nõnda nagu on kirjutatud, mida silmi ole näinud ega kõrvele kuulnud ja mis inimese südamesse ole tõusnud, mis Jumal on valmistanud neile, kes teda armastavad.
But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit, for the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Ent Jumal on selle ilmutanud, meile ilmutanud vaimu läbi, sest vaim uurib kõik asjad ka Jumala sügavused.
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God.
Sest kes inimesest teab seda, mis on inimeses, kui aga inimese vaim, kes temas on, samuti ei tea ka ükski, mis on Jumalas, kui aga Jumala vaim.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God.
Aga me ei ole saanud maailma vaimu, vaid vaimu, kes on Jumalast, et teaksime, mis Jumal meile armust on annud.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Ja seda me ka räägime mitte sõnadega, mida õpetab inimlik tarkus, vaid mida õpetab vaim ja seletame vaimsed asju vaimsetega.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Aga main inimene ei võta seda vastu, mis on Jumala vaimus, sest see on temale jõledus ja te või sellest aru saada, sellepärast, et seda tuleb ära mõista vaimselt.
But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man.
Aga vaimulik inimene mõistab kõik ära, ent teda ennast ei mõista ükski ära.
For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
Aga kes on isande meel ära tunnud, et temale nõu anda, aga meil on Kristuse meel.
I want to go back to verse 12.
Ja ma tahan ka 12. Salmi tagasi minna.
It says we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God.
Vaid siin ütleb, et aga me ei ole saanud maailma vaimu, vaid vaimu, mis on Jumalast.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us by God.
Et me teaksime neid asju, mis on armust meile antud. Jumala poolt.
I think these scriptures are so very powerful.
Ja ma arvan, et need kirjakohad on väga võimsad.
And so very useful.
Ja väga kasulikud.
And so often missed by Christians.
Ja tihti kristlased ei mõista seda.
We need to understand and love God as he is.
Ja me peame aru saama Jumalast sellise, nagu ta on.
And he says also in the latter days,
ja ütleb ka Piibel, et viimastel päevadel,
pour out of his spirit upon all flesh,
et ta kalab oma vaimu kõigi liha peale.
Men and women, servants, slaves, free men, all kinds of people.
Teenrite peale, orjade peale, vabade peale, kõikide peale.
On all nations.
Kõikide rahvaste peale.
And he's doing that.
Ja ta teeb seda.
He's doing that everywhere.
Ja ta teeb seda kõikjal.
You know, sometimes people say, oh, in that Lutheran church, they are not baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's the Baptist church and they're not baptized in the Holy Spirit. I travel to so many churches.
Ja et mõni ütleb, et selles kirikus või baptisti kirikus inimestele ristitud püha vaimuga või mõnes muus, aga paljud kirikud.
And I see that God is pouring out his spirit everywhere.
Et Jumal kalab oma vaimu välja kõikjal.
Everywhere.
Kõikjal.
Even the most unimaginable places he's pouring out his spirit.
Isegi kõige vähem kujuteldavates kohtadest kalama vaimu välja.
I was in India in January.
Ja ma olen jaanuari kuus Indias.
And I was working for a pastor who's got, you know, big churches, many churches. He's got 6,000 people in one church.
Ja üks pastor, kellel on palju kogudusi, näiteks üks kogudus, kus on 6,000 inimest.
And they had a special meeting for the pastor's wives.
Ja neil oli selline eriline koosolek, mis oli pastori abikaasadele mõeldud,
naistele. And they came from all over India. There were about 400 to 500 women pastors.
Ja siis oli üle kogu India tuli kokku kuskil 400-500 pastorit.
And it was a very good meeting.
Ja see oli väga hea koosolek.
I noticed that they were very fervent and they loved God very much.
Ja ma panin tähele, et nad olid väga nagu tules ja nad armasid Jumalat väga.
They loved to fast and pray.
Nad armasid paastumist, valvetamist.
And when I said, let's pray.
Ja kui mõtlesin, et palvetame,
they prayed.
Siis nad palvetsid.
I had a weird feeling that they were not praying in the spirit.
Ja mul oli selline imelik tunne, et nad ei palveta vaimus.
And in their culture, you know, they have to wear the sari and cover their face a little bit.
Ja selles kultuuris nad peavad sarit kandma ja natuke oma nägu katma.
So you don't really see the mouth.
Nii et sa tegelikult ei näe nende suud.
But I knew in my spirit that they were not praying in the spirit.
Aga ma teadsin enda vaimus, et nad ei palveta vaimus.
Then I asked them, I said, you're a Pentecostal church.
Ja ma küsisin, et te olete nelipühi kogudus.
Don't you pray in the spirit?
Kas te ei palveta mitte vaimus?
Some, you know, I said, who doesn't pray in the spirit then?
Ja ma küsisin, et kes ei palveta siis vaimus?
And about 3/4 of them put up their hands.
Siis 3/4 tõssid käe püsti.
And I said, why is that?
Küsisin, miks see nii on?
Because God wants us to pray in the spirit.
Sest Jumal tahab, et sa vaimus palvetaks.
Even in the story of Jesus at the Samaritan well.
Et see lugu, kus Jeesus oli Samaarias kaebu ääres.
When he met this woman.
Ja ta kohtus see naisega.
And she met Jesus.
Naine kohtus Jeesusega.
And he talked to her.
Ja siis Jeesus rääkis temaga.
And she talked to her about worship and things like that.
Ja rääkis temaga ülistusest ja sellistest asjadest.
And she said, yes, I know that we have to go to the mountain and to Jerusalem to pray.
Ja naine ütles, et jah, me tean, et me peame minema Jerusalema, mäele, sinna palvetama.
And Jesus said to her,
Jeesus ütles talle,
my father is looking for people who pray in spirit and in truth.
Et mu isa otsib inimesi, kes palvetavad tõese vaimus.
And again we saw in the chapter that I've, in the scripture that I've just read.
Ja me nägime selles Piibli kohas, mida me just lugesime.
That many things, God wants to reveal many things.
Et Jumal tahab ilmutada paljusid asju.
You know what it means to reveal?
Kas sa tead seda, mis tähendab ilmutama, näitama?
To open up something that's been hidden.
Et avada midagi, mis on peidetud.
It's like the book of Revelation.
Nagu ilmutuse raamat.
As a whole thing there that has been revealed to the Apostle John.
Näiteks see kõik asi, mis on apostel Johannesele ilmutatud.
And God told John to write it in the book.
Ja siis Jumal ütles Johannesele, et kirjuta see raamatusse.
And in the right time it will be read, opened and read.
Et õigel ajal see tehakse lahti ja seda loetakse.
God has always wanted to reveal things.
Ja et Jumal on alati tahtnud ilmutada asju.
Because we are his children.
Sellepärast, et me oleme tema lapsed.
He created us.
Ta lõi meid, valmistas.
He loves us.
Armastab meid.
He's put his own spirit inside of us.
Ta pani oma vaimu ees sisse.
And he wants us to love him.
Ja ta tahab, et meie armastaks teda.
And to worship him.
Et me ülistaks
and
teda.
And to honor him.
Et me austaks teda.
As he is.
Sellisena, nagu
he
ta on.
He is God.
Ta on Jumal.
Above all reproach.
Kõigest ilma igasuguse etteheiteta.
I mean his thoughts are the best thoughts.
Tema mõtted on parimad.
Isn't that true?
Parimad mõtted,
God says my thoughts are much better than your thoughts.
Jumal ütles, et minu mõtted on palju paremad kui sinu.
My ways are higher than your ways.
Minu teed on kõrgemad kui sinu teed.
So he is the ultimate God of wisdom.
Nii et ta on tarkuse Jumal.
Wonderful wisdom is from God.
Ja see imeline tarkus on Jumalalt.
And the Bible says the wisdom of the Lord will bless you.
Ja Piibel ütleb, et Jumala tarkus õnnistab sind.
If you really want to be blessed,
kui sa tõesti tahad olla õnnistatud,
you need to ask for the wisdom of the Lord.
Siis sa pead paluma Jumala tarkust.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Ja Jumala kartus on tarkus algus.
So many things in the Bible that are so wonderful.
Ja nii palju asju, mis on Piiblis, mis on võrratud.
So as Christians,
nii et meie kristlastena.
As born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit Christians.
Uuesti sündinud, püha vaimuga ristitud kristlased.
We need to have such a love for the word of God.
Meil peaks olema suur armastus Jumala sõna vastu.
It's so easy to love God.
Nii et on väga kerge Jumalat armastada.
But many people are afraid to love God.
Aga paljud on kardavad Jumalat armastada.
And I really say that.
Ja ma ütlen seda,
I know it is true.
Sest ma tean, et see on tõsi.
Like the people in that Indian church.
Nagu need inimesed seal India koguduses.
They thought that they were not good enough to pray in tongues.
Ja nad arvasid, et nad pole piisavalt head selleks, et palvetada keeltes. Ma ütlesin, see pole tõsi.
That's a gift from the Lord.
See on ainult Jumalalt.
And the Bible says the things that is given us so freely.
Ja Biblia ütleb, et asjad, mis on meil antud tasuta või vabalt.
But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. It's for us.
Et need asjad, mis on antud meile Jumala poolt.
Everything God wants to give us.
Kõik asjad, mis Jumal tahab meile anda.
It's of the spirit realm.
On tulevad vaimses sfääris.
So how will we understand God unless we are willing to walk in the spirit, as Paul says?
Nii et kuidas me saame Jumalast aru saada, kui me ei ole valmis käima vaimus, nagu Paul
ütleb. Live in the spirit, walk in the spirit.
Elama vaimus. Käima vaimus, mitte lihas.
He says, I sing in the spirit and I sing in the natural also.
Paulus ütles, et ma laulan vaimus ja ma laulan ka oma naturaalse mõistusega.
And we see that in the book of Acts chapter 2.
Ja me näeme seda apostlitegude teises peatükis.
That in the latter days,
viimastel päevadel,
the Lord is pouring out of his spirit.
Et Jumal kallab oma vaimu.
On all flesh.
Kõige liha peale.
And we will prophesy.
Ja me profeteerime.
We will have visions and dreams.
Meil on visioonid, unenäod.
We will speak in tongues.
Me räägime võras keeltes.
Cast out demons.
Ja ajame kuri vaim välja.
We will lay hands and pray for the sick.
Paneme haigete peal
käed. And they will be healed.
Ja nemad saavad terveks.
This is wonderful that what God promises us.
Ja see on võrratu. See kõik on, mida Jumal on tõotanud
meile. So we need to have that.
Et meil peaks see olema.
But I've been praying for Estonia for a long, long time.
Ja ma olen Eestis palutanud kaua-kaua.
I've been in this country since 1992.
Ma olen sellel maal käinud 98.
aastat. When the communist thing first fell.
No 92 ja vabandust, siis kui kommunistid veel langesid alles.
And I found a few things in your culture.
Ja ma olen näinud mõningad asju teie kultuuris.
Estonian people are very shy.
Et eestlased on väga häbelikud, tagasihoidlikud.
Very, very shy.
Väga tagasihoidlikud.
And you're not as bold as God would want you to be.
Ja te ei ole nii julged, nagu Jumal tahaks, et oleks.
Bold in the things of the Lord.
Et Jumala asjades julged.
And you're just waiting and waiting for something to happen.
Ja te lihtsalt ootate, et miski juhtuks.
In you. So that you can grow up to the level that God wants you to be at.
Et miski juhtuks teis, et te võiks kasvada selle tasemele, kus Jumal tahab, et oleks.
But what is the difference there? What is that is hindering you from growing into the Lord, into everything he has for you?
Aga mis on see asi, mis takistab sind kasvamas sellesse, kui Jumal tahab, et see kasvaks?
It's a natural spirit of fear.
See on lihtsalt tavaline, naturaalne hirmuvain, mis hoiab sind. Ja mis hoiab sind kinni.
You need to break out of that.
Sa pead sellest ennast
Because
lahti
God
murma.
Says,
sest Jumal ütleb,
I has not seen nor ear heard.
Et kõrv ei ole kuulnud ja silmi ei ole näinud.
The wonderful things
võrratud
that
asju.
God has prepared for those that love him.
Ja mida Jumal on valmis pannud neile, kes teda armastavad.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Sa kuuled seda, mida ma ütlen?
God has got wonderful things for us.
Et Jumalal on võrratud asjad meie jaoks.
For each one of us.
Kõigi jaoks.
Different things for different people.
Erinevad asjad erinevate inimeste jaoks.
I was not always a Christian, you know.
Et ma alati olnud kristlane.
I became a Christian through a crisis in my marriage.
Ja ma sain kristlaseks läbi kriisi, abielu kriisi.
Before that I was brought up in a Catholic church.
Enne seda mind ma olin katoliku kirikus
päris. Convent school.
Ma käisin kloostri koolis.
Baptized in the Catholic church.
Olin seal ristitud katoliku kirikus.
In those days we had no Catholic Bibles.
Ja meil ei olnud katolike piibleid.
No Bibles at all.
Üldse piibleid ei olnud.
The pastor would read from the Latin Bible.
Ja pastor luges ladina keeles piiblist.
And we learned a few prayers in the Latin language.
Ja me õppisime mõningad palved selgeks ladina keeles.
But nobody explained anything too deeply for us, to us.
Aga keegi ei rääkinud asju sügavuti meile.
And I grew up feeling very uncomfortable.
Ja ma kasvasin üles tundes ennast väga ebamugavalt.
Because I knew that it was not of God. It was not enough of God in that church.
Just ma teadsin seda oma sees, et seal ei ole piisavalt selles koguduses Jumalat nagu.
And then through a crisis in my marriage.
Ja siis läbi kriisi, minu abielu kriisi.
My husband had become very, very ill.
Ja minu abikaasa jäi haigeks.
He was mentally sick.
Ta oli vaimselt haige.
And we were in and out of hospitals all the time.
Ja kogu aeg ka haiglast sisse, haiglast välja.
And I had a little child by then.
Ja siis mul oli juba väike laps.
I was a high school teacher.
Ma olin keskkooli õpetaja.
And everything was so normally nice.
Ja kõik oli nagu väliselt ilus.
But there was no peace in the house.
Aga majas ei olnud rahu.
Because my husband was ill.
Sellepärast, et mu mees oli haige.
Very ill.
Väga haige.
He'd stay in the mental home for a few weeks and then come home, back again, in and out, in and out. That was the style.
Et oli vaimu haiglas, siis sisse välja üks nädal seal, üks nädal väljas.
And I was getting really worried.
Ja ma hakkasin muretsema.
And we saw many doctors.
Ja nii palju arstid.
My husband's brother is a doctor to the king.
Ja minu abikaasa vend on kuningarst.
My sister-in-law is a doctor too.
Ja minu siis ja vena õde on ka doktor.
And they were both knighted by the king, you know?
Ja siis nad mõlemad olid rüütliks tehtud
But
kuninga
poolt. Nobody could tell us how this man was going to be healed.
Aga keegi suutnud meile öelda, kuidas see mees siis terveks saaks.
So then I thought, well, if the doctors can't heal him, that means there's a limit to medication.
Ja
and medical science.
Et kui doktorid ei suuda teda terveks teha, siis järelikult meditsiinil on teatud limiidid.
And then I thought, well, if the doctors can't heal him, there must be something else. I have to try something else.
Et kui arstid ei suuda teda terveks teha, siis peab olla midagi muud. Ma pean midagi muud proovima.
And I come from Malaysia.
Ja ma tulen Malaisiast.
And we have lots of witch doctors.
Ja meil on palju selliseid nõid arste nii-öelda.
And some of them are very, very strong.
Ja mõned on väga tugevad.
They can walk without touching the floor.
Nad võivad kõndida ilma põrandat puutumata.
And they can go through walls without opening doors.
Ja nad võivad läbi seinte minna ilma uksi avamata.
So I asked around, I said, who's the most powerful witch doctor here?
Ja ma küsisin teiste käest, et kes on kõige võimsam nii-öelda tervendus nõid või...
And they said there was one.
Ja see öeldi, et on üks.
And he was from Thailand.
Ja ta on Taimalt pärit.
Thailand is known for very bad witch doctors there.
Ja siis Tai on tuntud sükste halbade nõitade pärast.
So I drove up to see him.
Ja siis ma läksin, sõitsin sinna.
And I asked him, can you heal my husband?
Küsisin, kas sa suudad mu mehe terveks teha.
I told him what the problem was.
Ja rääksin sellest, mis on probleem.
And he said, you give me a lot of money and we'll heal him.
Ja ta ütles, et anna mulle palju raha, teeme ta terveks.
So I gave him a big fat check.
Andsin talle üks korraliku paksu tšeki.
And he gave me some medicine.
Andis mulle rohtu.
So I brought it home.
Ja ma tõin selle rohu
and
koju.
And I gave it to my husband.
Andsin selle oma mehele.
And I said, drink it and you would get well.
Ja ütlesin, et joo seda ja sulle saad terveks.
He drank it.
Ta jõi seda.
He did not get well.
Ja ei, saan
he
terveks.
He got worse.
Asi läks hullemaks.
And I said, oh Lord, what have I done?
Andsin, jumal, mida ma tein tulen?
Then I thought, well, medicine doesn't work. Witch doctors don't work. So I could cancel two things in my mind.
Nii et ma mõtlesin, et rohud ei tööta, siis nõiad ei tööta. Kaks asja oli minu mõistuses nagu maa kripsutud.
Where else can I go for help?
Kuhu ma veel võiks minna, et abi saada?
So that night I thought about God.
Ja siis selle õhtul mõtlesin Jumala peale.
So I went into my bedroom, closed the door and went down on my knees.
Ja läksin on magamistuppa, põin ukse kinni ja läksin põlvedele.
I was really desperate.
Ja ma olin tõesti meelheitel.
Screamed out to God.
Ma karjusin Jumala poole.
I said, God, I don't know you.
Ma ütlesin, Jumal, ma ei tunne sind.
I don't know you at all.
Ma ei tunne sind absoluutselt.
I know my mother knows you.
Ja ma tean, mu ema tunneb
sind. But I don't know you.
Aga mina ei tunne sind.
I don't understand anything.
Ja ma ei saa üldse millestki
aru. But I need a God.
Aga ma vajan Jumalat.
You know, by this time I had read a lot of books on religion.
Ja ma olin selleks ajaks lugenud hästi palju raamatud religiooni kohta.
I'd read in the university.
Ülikoolis.
I'd read Islamism, Buddhism and communism. And all kinds of isms, but never Christianity.
Ma olin lugenud ismidest, islamist, budismist, kommunismist, aga mitte kristlusest.
I said, I really need a real God.
Ja ma ütlesin, ma vajan tõelist Jumalat.
Not stones and statues and people's philosophies. No, I want a real God. God, are you there?
Ja mul ei ole vaja filosoofeid, mingisugused kujusid ja asju.
I need a God who can help me.
Jumal, kas sa oled seal? Jumal, ma
olen
Jumal,
kes mind aitab.
Ja ma karjusin kõvasti.
And God spoke.
Jumal rääkis.
I heard his voice.
Kuulsin tema häält.
Like Job said, I knew you by the sound of your voice.
Nagu Iab ütles, et ma tunnesin su hääle järgi.
And God spoke with a loud voice.
Ja Jumal rääkis kõva häälega.
He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and I'm your God.
Ja Jumal ütles, et ma olen Abraham, Isaac ja Jaakob Jumal ja ma olen sinu Jumal.
It was so strong.
Ja see oli nii tugev.
Thought, oh wow, he really is there and he's really speaking to me.
Ja ma ütlesin, oh, et tõesti räägib minuga.
I said, Lord, will you help me?
Ja ma küsisin, et Jumal, kas aitad mind?
He said, yes.
Said, yeah.
I will be your strength, your salvation and your song.
Yes.
I will be your strength, your salvation and your song.
Ja ma olen sinu tugevus, pääste ja sinu laul.
You know, I had never read the Bible.
Ja ma ei olnud piiblit, mitte
so
kunagi lugenud.
So these words were foreign to me.
Et see oli võõras minu jaoks.
And I thought, that's amazing. I said, what must I do?
Mida ma pean tegema?
Now again, I said, will you really, really help me?
Ja ma küsin, kas sa tõesti aitad
mind? He said, yes.
Jaa, ma aitan.
I said, what must I do, Lord?
Aga mida mina pean tegema, küsisin.
He said, be holy, I'm a holy God.
Et ole püha minu püha Jumala jaoks.
I said, I don't quite understand holiness.
Ja ma ütlesin, ma ei suuda eriti, ma ei taipa eriti pühadusest.
I don't understand everything you're saying.
Et ma ei saa aru kõigest sellest, mis
But I want what you want for me.
Aga ma tahan seda, mida sina tahad minu jaoks.
And as I said that,
ja kui ma ütlesin seda,
I felt the Lord reach down.
Ja ma tundsin, kuidas Jumal tuli.
I was very aware of his presence, you know.
Ja ma olin väga tundlik või aru saa tema lähedal olukohta.
It was an atmosphere I've never been in before.
Et see oli see atmosfäär, kus ma enne poolt
kunagi
olnud.
He reached down.
Ja ta nagu
touched my heart.
Sirutas, puudutas mu
südant. And put out all the bad feelings I had and threw it out of the window.
Ja võttis ja viskas kõik halvad mõtted aknast välja.
What kind of bad feelings?
Halvad tunded, vabandust.
I was angry.
Mis halvad tunded?
I was disappointed with my husband.
Ma olin pettunud oma mehe
poole. Oh, all kinds of bad feelings.
Igasugused halvad tunded.
There was one time I thought I would kill him.
Üks kord ma tundsin, et ma
Because
tunnen,
I'm
ma tahaks ta maha
tappa.
Sellepärast, et ma olin nii väsinud oma teede pärast.
I had not grown up in a home like that. My mom and dad were very loving people.
Ja ma ei olnud sellises kodus üles kasvanud, ema isa olid mul väga armastavad inimesed.
And I thought, I didn't want to live with a man like this.
Ja ma ei tahtunud sellise mehega elada.
I wanted him to be changed.
Ma tahan, et see mees muutuks.
I was, you know, a nice lady. Everything was nice about it, except for the man.
Et ma olin tore daam, kõik oli tore minu puhul, välja arutatud minu mees.
And my little girl, she was about 3.5 and every time daddy comes home, she's trembling because he's shouting and yelling.
Ja mu väike tüdruk oli 3.5 aastat vana ja kui mees koju tuli, siis
really
ta värises, sellepärast mees karjus.
With him.
Ma olin ta peale väga vihane.
I didn't know what to do with him anymore.
Et ma ei teanud, mida enam peal hakata selle mehega.
One time I thought of killing him.
Kui ma mõtlesin, et ma tapan ära.
And it would have been easy because we were so doped up by medication, you know.
Ja see oleks olnud väga kerge, sest ta oli nii arsti rohtu täis.
Just give me extra Valium or whatever.
Anna talle Valiumit või mida iganes. Ja ongi kõik.
The only thing that stopped me.
Et ainus asi, mis mind peatas.
Was the fact that he was very big.
Oli see, et ta oli väga suur mees.
I didn't know how to carry this big body and take it to the garden and dig a big hole and bury it. When I thought about all that, I said, no, I cannot do that.
Et ma ei teanud, kuidas minna aeda ja see ihu sinna aeda, aga kanda ja suur auk sinna teha ja siis kuidas selle kõige hakkama saad nii-öelda.
And God was good. He caught me before I could do anything worse.
Ja nii, et Jumal on hea, ta püüdis mind kätte või kinni enne, kui midagi sellist teha
sai. So I need to call the stuff out of my spirit.
Nii, kuidas selle kõik minu vaimust välja võttis.
What came in was his peace.
Siis mis sisse tuli, oli tema rahu.
I was like sitting under a flood of peace.
Ja see oli selline tunne, nagu ma istuks
like
suure...
Like sitting under Niagara Falls. It was wonderful.
Nagu Niagara kose all, jah?
Yes, it was like waterfall coming. Peace, just peace, peace. Absolute peace.
Nagu rahu kosk, et täielik rahu.
It was so amazing.
Et see oli nii võrratu.
I was so happy I went to sleep.
Ja ma olin nii rõõmus, et ma ei magama.
I said, thank you, Lord Jesus, and I went to sleep.
Ja mõtsin tänu, ei saanud Jeesus ja läksin magama.
The next morning,
järgmisel hommikul,
I was making breakfast.
Ma valmistasin hommikusööki.
And my husband comes down.
Mu mees tuleb alla.
And I look at his face.
Ma vaatan ta nägu.
His eyes are different.
Tema silmad on teissugused.
I said, you are healed, aren't you?
Ja küsisin, kas sa oled terveks
saanud? He said, yes.
Said, jah.
I forgot to talk to God about him, right?
Et rääksin Jumalaga temast.
But God knew my heart. He knew I was asking help for him.
Ja et Jumal teadis minu südant, et ma tahaksin rääkida temast.
And he was healed.
Ja mees sai terveks.
Totally healed.
Täiesti terve.
We never had to see another doctor.
Me ei pidanud kunagi ühegi arsti juurde minema.
He never had another drink. He was alcoholic as well.
Ta oli alkoholist, nii et ta ei joonud mitte kunagi.
He was absolutely healed.
Ta oli täiesti terve.
So then I knew.
Siis ma teadsin.
I knew that this God is very real.
Et see Jumal on tõesti väga
this
reaalne.
This God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
See Abraham, Isaac ja Jakob Jumal.
And that he answers prayers.
Ja ta vastab palvetele.
And that he gives us miracles.
Ja ta teeb imesid.
I was so absolutely stuck on God.
Ja ma olin Jumalas nii kinni.
I said, yes, Lord.
Ma ütlesin, jaa,
You're
Jumal.
The kind of person I've been looking for all my life. I don't know where you were.
Et sa oled selline isik, keda ma olen kogu elu juhtinud. Ma ei tea, kus otsinud. Ma ei tea, kus sa... Oled siia, ma
Then
ei olnud.
I kept thinking about God.
Ja ma hakkasin Jumalast rääkima.
And the one sentence stuck in my head, be holy, if I'm a holy God.
Ja et üks mõte või lause minu pähe kinni, et ole püha nagu Jumal.
So I went and the unholiness in my situation.
Ja ma vaatsin seda püha, mitte pühadus.
Is that my husband said he was divorced when we married.
Et mu mees ütles, et ta oli lahutatud siis, kui ma abiellusime.
I married him believing he was divorced.
Ja siis mina abiellusin teades, et mu mees on lahutatud.
But after my baby was born,
pärast seda, kui mu laps sündis,
one day a lady rang up and said, what are you doing with my husband?
Üks daam helistas mulle ütles, et mis sa minu mehega teed?
I said, who the devil are you, you know?
Küsin, kes sa selline kurat oled, ja?
So I gave the phone to my husband. I said, who she?
Ja andsin oma telefoni mehele, küsin, et kes see naine on?
He spoke to her.
Ja mees rääkis
naisega. And he said, that's my wife.
Ütles, et see on abikaasa.
I said, hello, if that's your wife, what am I?
Et kui see on su abikaasa, siis kes mina olen?
Now I laugh about it, but then I was angry, right?
Et nüüd ma naeran selle asja peale, aga siis ma olin väga vihane.
He said, well, I don't love her. She won't give me the divorce.
Ja siis ütles, et mees ütles, et ma ei armasta teda ja naine ei anna mulle lahutust.
But I said, this is wrong. This cannot be like this.
Et see on vale, et see ei saa niimoodi olla.
But she refused to give him the divorce, so he was married to me, and it was not a real marriage.
Ja siis, jah, naine, teime naine annud lahutust, nii et ta oli minuga nüüd abielus, ei olnud nagu tõeline abielu.
That's what God said. Be holy, for I'm a holy God.
Ja siis Jumal ütleski selle kohta, et ole pühast, mina olen
so
püha Jumal.
So 2 weeks after God had spoken to me,
ja 2 nädala pärast seda, kui Jumal
I went
rääkis
to my headmaster and I said, I want to transfer back to my hometown.
Ja ma rääksin oma juhataja juurde, ütlesin, et ma tahan oma kodulinna tagasi.
At that time we were in Kuala Lumpur, which is the capital city of Malaysia. My hometown was Penang, a little island off the west coast.
Ja siis ma olin Kuala Lumpuris, sel ajal ja siis minu tegelik kodulinn oli...
Capital of Malaysia.
Ja, Malaysia pealin.
my headmaster said, you won't get it that easily. It'll take a year for you to be transferred.
Ja siis minu see juhenda ütles, et see asi nii lihtsalt ei käi, et kuskil aega võtab aasta, et seda
I said, oh no, God's going to give me a miracle. That's what I said, you know?
Ja ma ütlesin, et ei, Jumal teab minu jaoks ime.
And I was surprised at myself.
Ja ma olin ise ka imestanud.
That I used that word miracle so easily.
Et ma seda imet nii, üks ime tuli nii kergesti.
In 2 weeks.
Kahe nädala pärast.
He called me into the office.
Ta kutsus mind oma kontorisse.
He said, you got your miracle.
Et sa said oma ime.
You can go back home.
Sa saavid koju tagasi minna.
And there's a vacancy as a teacher there for you.
Ja seal on üks vaba koht ja sa saad õpetaks hakata.
I was very happy. I went back home to my husband's house.
Ja ma läksin tagasi oma mehe juurde koju sinna.
I said, I am leaving you.
Ütlesin, ma jätan su maha.
He said, why? I'm healed now.
Küsin, miks, et ma olen terveks saanud.
I said, yes, I know. But I'm leaving you because God said, be holy. You and I together, we are not holy. We're bad business.
Ja ma ütlesin, et teha, et Jumal tegi siin terveks, ma tean, aga et Jumal ütles, et ma oleksin püha. Ja meie ei ole abielus.
And I said, I want to be holy. I want to follow Jesus.
Ja ma ütlesin, ma tahan olla püha, ma tahan Jeesust järgida.
He said, you're mad.
Just, et sa oled hulluks
läinud. I said, no, I'm not mad.
Ma ütlesin, et ei ole hulluks
läinud. I'm going.
Ma lähen.
So I took my baby.
Võtsin oma lapse.
I took a few things, put them in our car.
Ja siis võtsin mõned asjad, panin autosse.
I took my full-time maid.
Võtsin oma täis kohaga siis abilise.
And I drove off to Malaysia, to Penang.
Ja läksin Penangi.
It was amazing.
Et see oli võõratu.
I just felt the strength of God to do that.
Ja ma tundsin Jumala tugevust, et
of
ma pean seda tegema.
My husband, you know, I loved him too.
Ja ma armastan ka oma meest,
and I've been married for about 10 or 9 years when this happened.
Aga ma olin kus 90 aastat olnud abielus.
And before when you fight and quarrel, we try to go away, but he would always come back. He would never leave me.
Ja me võitasime, või vast riidasime, siis ta läks ära, tuli alati tagasi.
But this time it was like, God was with me.
Aga see kord Jumal oli minuga.
I felt so bold and so strong.
Ja ma tundsin ennast nii tugevana,
I drove
nii julgena.
Back and he didn't fight with me or anything, which is wonderful.
Ja ma sõitsin sinna kohta tagasi ja ta ei võidelt minuga, ei vaield, riield.
Yeah, and sometimes people hear this testimony of mine and they say, oh, my husband is bad, I can divorce him. I did not divorce him, right?
Ja mõningud
inimesed, I had to leave him.
Ja inimesed kuulevad seda ja mõtlevad, et jah, et minu
because
mees on
paha.
Because
he wasn't my husband.
Jah, et ma jätan ta nüüd maha lahutama, yeah. Aga ma ei lahutanud oma meest,
so
vaid
be very clear. Sometimes people think that I'm preaching for women to divorce their difficult husbands. I'm not saying that.
Ja vahest inimesed mõtlevad, et ma jutlustan, et naised jätke oma rasked mehed maha, lahutage neist.
God
seda
said,
ma ei õpeta.
God said to me, be holy.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ole püha.
I can't be somebody else's concubine, that's what I was.
Et ma ei saa olla kellegi teise liignaine, sest ma olin seda.
So I left him.
Ja et ma jätsin ta maha.
And that was the end of my marriage.
See oli minu abielu lõpp.
And in a very short time,
ja väga lühiks
maybe
ajaga,
another 2 weeks,
kahe nädala pärast,
God sent a Catholic nun who was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Jumal saatis katoliku nunna, kes oli püha vaimuga ristitud.
To come to my house.
Ta tuleks minu koju.
And to speak to me.
Ja räägiks minuga.
I said, what are you doing here?
Ja ma küsin, mis sa siin
teed? She said, God sent me to talk to you.
Jumal saatis mind, et räägiks sinuga.
And she said, and she talked about Jesus.
Et Jumal saatis teda ja et räägiks Jeesust.
And when she was talking, I was crying.
Ja kui see nun rääkis, siis mina nutsin.
I said, Mother, how come I'm crying and never cry in front of people?
Ja et kuidas ma, küsin, kuidas ma nutan, et ma kunagi
she
ei nuta
said,
inimeste
God is touching your heart.
Ja ta ütles, et Jumal puudutab südant.
I never heard these words, you know.
Ja ma ei kuulnud neid sõnumite kunagi.
And then she went away.
Ja siis ta läks ära.
The following Sunday I phoned her.
Järgmine pühapäev ma helistasin selle inimesele.
Come and have dinner with me.
Ja ütlesin, et tule õhtusse on minuga.
So she came.
Nii ta tuli.
We had dinner.
Meil oli õhtusöök.
And she said, I'm going to a charismatic church.
Ja siis ma lähen karismaatilisse kogudusse.
She said, why didn't you come with me?
Et tule minu kaasa.
I said, what's a charismatic church?
Küsin, mis on karismaatiline kogudus?
Oh, she said, it's a new kind of church. People worship and sing and they're happy in the spirit.
Et see on uut liigi kogudus, inimesed ülistavad, laulavad, on rõõmsad vaimus.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ma ei ole kunagi sellist
tulnud. She says, why didn't you come?
Ja ta ütles, et tule.
I said, who's preaching?
Küsin, kes jutlustab.
She said, Americans.
Seda Ameerikas.
I said, oh, blow the Americans, I don't care for them.
Et see, et ah, las sa Ameerikased minna, et ma ei ooli neist.
She said, no, they are good people, they are missionaries.
Ja no, ütles, et nad on head inimesed, on missionärid.
My ideas of missionaries were all old people, very dowdy, wearing ugly clothes, never washed clothes. You know, that, I thought those were missionaries.
Minu idee missionäridest on vanad inimesed, ei pese oma riided väga koledasti riides ja sellised
ebameeldivad. No, you should come and listen. If you don't want to hear, you come and try. If you don't like it, you can go home.
Et ütles, et tule ja kuula, et proovi, kui sulle meeldimine ära.
So I said, okay, and I went.
Yes, ma ütlesin, ja küll läksin.
So I went into that meeting.
Ja ma läksin sinna koosolekule.
It was much the same message, but a lot longer.
Ja see oli umbes samasugune kui siin, aga lihtsalt pikem saal.
There were about 250 people, 250 people.
250 inimest
kuskil. They were all worshiping the Lord.
Ja nad kõik ülistasid Jumalat.
With their hands uplifted.
Ja nende käed olid üles tõstetud.
And there was the same kind of presence as it was in my bedroom.
Ja seal oli samasugune lähedal olu nagu minu magamistoas.
Amazing presence.
Sõike võrratu ligidus.
Some had the eyes closed. Mõnel
olid
silmad. Some were quietly weeping, some were smiling. It was amazing.
Ja mõned vaikselt nutsid, mõned naeratasid.
Oh, wow, God is in this place.
Ja Jumal on siin, ma ütlesin.
So I sat right at the back.
Ja mis siin kõige taga?
And then this little girl, she was 22 years old.
Ja siis üks väike tüdruk, kes oli 22 aastat vana
Ameerikane.
Nepaalist.
And she started to preach.
Ja siis tema...
Missionary from Nepal.
Nepaali missionär hakkas jutustama.
She preaches a fiery message, hallelujah.
Ja ta jutustas üks tulise sõnumi.
And she said, Jesus Christ died for your sins.
Et Jeesus Kristus suri sinu patude pärast.
Was such a conviction of sin.
Ja selline patutunnetus tuli mul peale.
I really felt for the first time in my life that I was a sinner.
Ja esimest korda elus ma tundsin, et ma olen patune.
I thought I was pretty perfect until that moment, you know.
Ja ma arvasin, et ma olen päris täiuslik selle hetke nii.
And I cried. I really felt so bad. I said, oh God, I'm a sinner.
Ja ma nutsin, ma tundsin ennast tõesti halvasti ja ma ütlesin, Jumal, ma olen patune.
And then she stopped preaching. She spoke about miracles in India, people with elephantitis, the legs were being healed, people with leprosy were being healed. Fantastic miracles. I said, oh, Father, how wonderful. How come this girl is 21 years old, 22 years old, and she knows so much about you, and I'm 42 years old, and I don't know a thing about you. What's wrong? I said, don't you like black people?
Ja siis taam rääkis igasugust imedest Indias, mis olid inimesed olid... terveks saanud ja ma ütlesin, et see 22-aastane teab sinust nii palju ja mina ei tea mitte midagi, et umbes, et Jumal, kas sulle meeldi tumedanahalised inimesed.
And then she was quiet. She finished speaking.
Ja siis ta oli, ei vaiti rääkinud.
And one woman stood up at the back and she mumbled something in tongues. I didn't understand.
Ja siis üks naine tuli ja rääkis midagi keeltes, ma ei saanud sest aru.
And a man on the other side stood up and interpreted what she said.
Ja siis teine mees kuski teises pool tõusis üles ja tõlkis selle asja ära.
And it was an answer to my questions.
Ja siis see oli vastus minu küsimustele.
God said.
Jumal ütles.
I have never despised you.
Et ma ei ole sind kunagi halvaks pidanud.
I've always loved you.
Ma olen sind alati armastanud.
But you ran away from me.
Ja sa jooksid minu eest ära.
You rejected me.
Sa jätsid mu maha. Hülgasid mind.
And he said, and you have forgotten.
Et sa oled unustanud.
That I send my son Jesus to die for you.
Et ma olen oma poja Jeesus saatnud selleks, et
sureks sinu eest. I love you.
Ma ei ole sind kunagi hüljanud, ma armastan
sind. Oh, I tell you, there was such a conviction of sin. It was terrible.
Ja oli selline patu tunnetus minu sees, et see oli jube.
I felt like, oh God, I'm a real bad person.
Nii ma tundsin, Jumal, et ma olen tõesti halb inimene.
But I don't remember rejecting you, I said.
Aga ma ei mäleta seda, et ma oleksin kunagi sind ära ülejäänud.
And then he showed me a vision immediately.
Ja siis ta näitas mulle kohe ilmutuse.
In my vision I was 6 years old.
Ja ma olin 6-aastane.
I was in my mother's house.
Ma olin oma mama jas.
I just had a shower.
Ja ma olin just dušialt
tulnud. And I had a towel tied up to my front.
Ja mul oli rätik niimoodi ümber.
I stood in front of my mother's full length mirror.
Ja ma seisin ema peegli ees, mis oli täis pikkuses.
I looked at myself very critically.
Ja vaatasin ennast väga kriitiliselt.
And I spoke.
Ja ma rääkisin.
I said, God.
Ütlesin, Jumal,
you did not make me beautiful.
Et sa ei ole mind ilusaks teinud.
I wanted to have white skin.
Tahtsin, et mul oleks valge
nahk. Green eyes.
Rohelised silmad.
And red hair.
Ja punased juuksed.
It was true.
Et see oli tõsi.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Ja ma olin selle kõik ära unustanud.
But God remembered what I said.
Aga Jumal mäletas seda, mis ma ütlesin.
And I said, I wanted to marry the president of America and be the first lady.
Ja ma tahtsin Ameerika presidendiga abielluda olla esimene
daam. But you didn't make me beautiful.
Aga sa ei teinud mind ilusaks.
I have to do it my own way.
Ma pean seda kõike oma viisi
tegema. That was the point when I rejected God.
Et see oli koht, kus ma ülgasin Jumala.
And you might think, how can I speak like that when I was 6 years old?
Et kuidas ma, sa mõtled, kuidas ma sain niimoodi rääkida, kui
I
ma olin 6 aastat.
I come from a very intelligent family.
Et ma kasvasin üles intelligentses perekonnas.
And all my older sisters are very much older. They all talk about politics in the house, you know.
Yeah,
so I knew.
Manema tõed räägivad poliitikast.
Oh, ja... America is the best place to become the president's wife.
Et Ameerika on parim koht, kus olla presidendi abikaasa.
And God showed me that.
Ja Jumal näitas mulle seda.
He showed me how proud I was.
Näitas mulle, kui uhke
ma olin. How ambitious I was.
Kui ambitsioonikas ma olin.
And how scornful of God.
Ja kui nagu kibe Jumala vastu.
I cried. I tell you, I repented. Buckets.
Ja ämbrid, pisaraid. Ma panasin meelt.
And the end of the service.
Ja siis koosoleku lõpus.
The pastor came up and he said, there's a lady that's been touched in the back. Will you come up? I pray for you.
Ja et üks daam, kes on taga, et... Et kas sa tuleksid siia, et...
So I... He said, come up, I'll pray for you.
Ja, so ja, I looked siia, around,
there was nobody else except me in the back.
Ja siis seal on mitte kedagi peale minu.
So I went up.
Ja ma läksin sinna.
And he said, would you like Jesus in your heart? I said, yes.
Kas sa tahad Jeesust oma südamesse küsiti? Ma ütlesin,
so I got saved that night.
Nii et selle lõhtul ma sain
and
päästetud.
And he prayed for me.
Ja siis palvetasin.
And I said, how do I pray? I don't know how to pray.
Ja siis ma küsin, kuidas ma palvetan. Ma ei oska
no,
palvetada.
No that was the first thing I knew. I knew that I was a sinner.
Ma teadsin, et ma olen patune.
I knew that I was forgiven.
Ja ma teadsin, et mul anti andeks.
And I knew that I didn't know how to pray.
Ja ma teadsin seda, et ma ei oska palvetada.
He said, come back on Wednesday and I'll give you a Bible.
Ja siis ta ütles, et tule tagasi kolmapäeval, ma annan sul piibli.
So I went back to church on Wednesday.
Ma läksin kolmapäeval tagasi.
And he gave me a Bible.
Ma tantsin mulle piibli.
And because I was a teacher.
Ja kuna ma olin õpetaja.
I read the Bible very quickly, you know.
Siis ma lugesin piibli väga kiiresti läbi.
And I always read the books, the front first, the first few pages in the front, few chapters in the front, then I want to know what, how it ends, then I read the back pages.
Ja ma alati lugesin esimesed peatükid. Ja siis ma lugesin viimased peatükid, et näha, kuidas see lõpeb.
So the front wasn't so difficult, yeah? Genesis, Exodus and all that wasn't so difficult. Then I read a revelation and I thought, oh Lord, you're coming soon. Don't come. Stop, I said. All my friends are going to hell. All my family is going to hell. Don't come. I was really upset.
Ma lugesin see esimese Moosese raamatu lihtne, siis ma lugesin ilmutuse raamatut, vaatasin, et Jumal tuleb tagasi, et ma ütlesin, et ära tule veel, et kõik mu perekond ja mu sõbrad on lähevad põrgusse.
It's very real. So I started reading the whole Bible now, inside, outside.
Et ma ei lugenud kõik, nüüd ma olen kõik piibli lõbi lugenud.
And I fell in love with Jesus.
Ja ma armusin Jeesusesse.
I saw the way Jesus is.
Ja ma nägin seda, kuidas, missugune Jeesus on tema evangeeliumites, apostlite tegudes.
God, you're so good.
Et Jumal on nii hea.
You send us your son.
Et sa saatsid
and
oma poja.
And you said, be like Jesus.
Ja sa ütlesid, et ole Jeesus sarnane.
Imitate Jesus, you know.
Imiteeri Jeesus.
I said, oh, it's wonderful.
Et see on võrratu.
And I learned to pray very easily.
Ja ma õppisin palvetama. Lauludest.
I would go to every meeting in the church.
Ja ma läksin kõikidele koosolekutel, mis oli koos.
On Sundays we had two meetings, one in the morning and one in the night.
Ja pühapäeval oli kaks koosolekut hommikul õhtul.
Then we had a meeting on Tuesday for somebody. I don't know. I think it was all the people that wanted to become prayer warriors.
Ja siis oli teisipäeval mingi koosolek vist nende jaoks, kes tahtsid palvevõitajateks saada.
On Wednesday night meeting we had.
Siis oli kolmapäeva õhtul.
Thursday night was for the youth.
Kui neljapäev oli noorte jaoks.
Friday night was for something else. Every meeting I was there.
Reedel oli ka mingi koosolek. Iga koosolek oli
Because
ma kohal.
I was hungry.
Sest ma olin näljane.
And I was so blessed.
Ja ma olin nii õnnistatud.
I had very, very wonderful teachers.
Sest meil olid võrratud õpetajad.
Sister Seawood and Brother Seawood, Margaret Seawood and Fred Seawood. They were missionaries in China.
Margaret and Fred.
Fred Seawood.
Seawood, yeah. Yeah. Nad olid Hiinas missionärid.
You know, doctors and reverend and all the titles, yeah?
Ja neil olid doktorid.
But they were missionaries from China. Hallelujah.
Aga nad olid Hiina missionärid.
So they were my pastors.
Ja nemad olid minu
and
pastorid.
And I was so hungry, I'd go to the house every time.
Ja ma olin nii näljan, et ma läksin nende maja kogu.
To ask them questions about the things that I didn't understand.
Ja küsisin igast küsimusi, millest ma aru ei saa.
And I'll, after school I'll go and say, can I do something, can I help you in the house? Just ja, because I wanted to be there, you know?
Ja pärast kooli küsisin alati, et kas ma saan midagi siin majast teha, sest ma tahtsin olla seal.
I'll go to the church office and I say, can I... That's the library. Can I clean the place up?
Ja läksin koguduse kontoris, kas ma võin raamatukogu ära tolmus pühkida then, ja midagi teha.
And pastor knew I liked books. He said, you like books, don't you? I said, yes.
Ja pastor ütles, et sa ole meidiud raamatud.
He said, you can borrow what you like.
Et sa võid laenata, mida iganes sa tahad.
Quickly took a whole lot of books.
Ja ma võtsin hunniku raamatuid.
And after that I didn't go there to clean the Bible. I cleaned the library. I just read home and read and read and all the books I could find.
Nii et pärast seda ma lugesin neid raamatuid,
teiganes
ma leidsin. Jumal ütleb,
seek first the kingdom of God.
Otsige esiti Jumala riiki.
And his righteousness.
Ja tema õigsust.
And all other things will be added unto us.
Ja kõik muud asjad lisatakse
meile.
And
the Bible also says that if we will hunger for righteousness.
Ja Biibel ütleb, et kui me oleme näljas õigsuse järgi, siis ta täidab meid.
So I started to fill myself up with the word of God.
Et maksin ennast Jumala sõnaga täitma.
And I found it so easy to do what Jesus said.
Ja ma leidsin, et see on väga lihtne teha seda, mida Jeesus ütles.
And so I would go to the Lord. I said, Lord, get my parents healed. My mom is 73. You know, in Asia people die when they're like 55, 60. My mother's already 73. Yeah. I said, Lord, heal her quickly. She's going to die. If you don't heal her, she's going to go to hell, Lord.
Ja ma ütlesin, et jumal tee mu ema terveks, et ta on haige, et ma leisis inimesed surevad kuski 50-tas, et ta on juba 73, et muidu tuleb põrgusse.
And I would fast and pray for her.
Ja ma palvetsin ja paastsin tema
pärast. But I didn't know quite what was happening.
Aga ma ei saanud eriti aru, mis toimub.
All my family were Catholics, they were not saved.
Ja kõik perekond mul oli katoliiklased, nad ei olnud päästetud.
So then I was desperate with God.
Ja siis ma läksin meeleitlikuks nagu Jumalaga.
And God appeared to me.
Ja Jumal ilmus mulle.
And he spoke to me.
Ja rääkis.
And I said, why aren't you healing my mom?
Et miks sa mu ema terveks teha?
And then he looked at me and he said, you do it.
Ja ta ütles, et sina tee seda.
I said, what do you mean I do it? Isn't that your job?
mis mõtlesid mina, et kas see pole mitte sinu töö?
He said, he shook his head and he said, the spirit of the Lord God is upon you to set the captives free.
Et Jumala vaim on sinu peal, et vangid vabastada.
I said, ütles ta. Oh, hallelujah.
Siin hallelujah.
I understood something so precious, you know.
Ja ma sain aru milleski, mis
that
on nii väärtuslik.
God was giving us the authority to set people free.
Et Jumal on meile annud meelevale inimesi vabastada.
So I went on major fasting.
Et ma paastusin.
I broke everything I could think of on my mom and all my family.
Ja ma murtsin kõik asjad, mis ma mõelda võisin ja oma ema ja oma perekonna peal. Oma
I had three
peal.
Older sisters, very much older than me.
Ja mul on vanemad õed, väga vanemad.
And cousins.
Ja siis,
and they were all married, had children and children and grandchildren.
Nõud, kellel on lapsed ja lapsed.
I prayed for every one of them.
Palvetsin kõigi pärast.
In about 2 months.
Kahe kuu pärast.
My mother and my oldest sister.
Minu ema ja minu vanem õde.
Came to my meeting.
Tulid minu koosolekule.
And got saved.
Said päästetud.
And after that the whole family got saved.
Ja siis pärast seda kogu perekond
sai päästetud. It was amazing.
See oli võrratu.
But I was a radical Christian.
Ja ma olin radikaalne kristlane.
I just knew.
Ma teadsin.
That the things of the world was of no use to me.
Et maailma asjadest pole mingit kasu minu jaoks.
I stopped drinking, I stopped carousing, I stopped, I don't know what else I stopped. I just didn't do the things I used to do before.
Yeah, lõpetsin joomise, pidutsemise, mis iganes ma lõpetsin.
My husband and I, we were crazy to go dancing, you know, and golfing and all the stupid nonsense, waste of time. So I stopped everything.
Et igasust aja raiskumise, mida ma mehega tegesin,
and go to
tegin,
movies,
lõpetsin ära.
Stupid movies.
Rumalaid filme vaadanud.
Oh, and go, he was mad on racing cars.
Mees oli...
I stopped everything. It was amazing.
Hull autosõidu järgi, võidusõidu järgi. Ma lõpetasin kõik asjad ära.
And before my parents and my people got saved, they would come to my house for Christmas and parties, you know.
Ja siis enne, kui ma sain, mu perekond sai päästetud, tulid jõuludeks alati pidutsema minu maie.
So my first Christmas as a Christian,
minu esimene jõulu,
they all came to the house.
Õhtu kristlasena.
And my brother-in-law said, where's the whiskey? Where's the brandy?
Siis, jah, mu sugulas ütlesid, et vend ütles, et või vena.
And where's the cigarettes?
Ja, kus on whiskey, kus on brandy? Kus on
kõik alkohol? Where are the ashtrays? Where are the ashtrays?
Kus on tuhad oosid?
I said, well, that's all poison. It's not good for me, it's not good for you.
Et see on kõik mürk, see ei ole hea minu jaoks, see ei ole hea sinu jaoks.
So I said, there's juice and milk and tea and coffee, you can drink that.
Et seal on mahla, kohvideed, jooseda.
And if you're so desperate, you gotta smoke, go to the garden and smoke.
Et kui sa nii pead soitsetama, siis mine aeda.
So they thought I was crazy, you know?
Ja nad mõtlesid, et ma olen hulluks näinud.
And then I would pray for people. I was involved in the church already.
Ja ma olin juba koguduses kaasa arvatud töös.
My pastors, they loved me and I loved them.
Ja pastorid armasid mind, mina armasin neid.
My first Christmas, nobody came to eat from my family. Nobody came to my house. I was alone.
Ja esimene jõulud, keegi tulnud sööma minu maie.
Because
ma
he said, Rani has become mad.
Ja ta ütles, et Rani on hulluks läinud.
And one of my sisters told my mother, I think she's a witch now.
Ja üks minu õdedest ütles emale, et ma arvan, et ta on nüüd nõid.
Because I was praying in tongues and casting out demons.
Sellepärast ma palvetsin keetes ja ajasin teemonid välja.
And praying for people that were getting healed.
Ja palvetsin inimeste pärast, inimesed said terveks.
You see, in those days, they only thought that only the demon, what we call them, bomos, we call them bomos, the witch doctors, only they can do that, you know.
Ja siis nad arvasid tolpäevadel, ma ei teid ainult sõiksed nõiad tervendajad suudavad sõiksed.
So now they thought I was a witch.
Ja nad mõtsid, et ma olen nõid nüüd.
So my mother got very worried.
Ja ma hakkas muretsema.
She came and said, are you a witch now?
Ma küsisin, kas olen nõid?
I said, no.
Siin ei ole.
I'm a good Christian finally, I said.
Ma olen lõpuks hea kristlane.
She said, but why are you doing all these things?
Ja miks sa neid asju teed?
I said, because Jesus said, follow me, so I'm only doing what he did.
Ja siis ütles, et järgin mulle, et ma teen neid asju,
oh,
mida tema teed.
Oh, she was frightened of me, I tell you, but she got saved. Praise the Lord.
Nii et ma ema kartis mind, aga ta sai õnneks päästetud. Nii et.
And the whole family after that.
Ja kogu perekond pärast seda.
So to become a real Christian.
Nii et saada tõeliseks kristlaseks.
It's not hard.
Et see ei ole raske.
The Bible says all the gifts are for everybody, you know.
Et need annid on kõigi jaoks.
I mean there are special gifts for the fivefold ministry gifts. That's different.
Et on see viharulise teenistuse jaoks, you know, on eri annid. See on eri.
The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor and the teacher.
Apostel, prohvet, evangelist, õpetaja, pastor.
Those are special ministry gifts.
Need on erilised teenistusannid.
And if you ask any pastor if he wanted to become a pastor, they'll say, no, I didn't want to be a pastor.
Ja kui sa küsid pastori käest, mõne pastori käest, kas sa tahtsid pastoriks saada,
siis ütled,
ei,
God.
Ma ei tea.
You have no choice about that.
Aga sa kuuled Jumala, et sul ei ole mingit valikut.
But Jesus said,
aga Jeesus
the Bible says,
Piibel ütleb,
when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
kui püha vaim tuleb su peale,
the power of God will come upon you.
Siis tuleb ka Jumala vägi su peale.
And you'll be a great witness unto me.
Ja sa oled suur tunnistaja minu jaoks.
Yeah, he spoke that word, didn't he?
Ja ta rääkis seda.
Book of Acts speaks about that.
Ja apostlite kui raamat räägib seda. Kõik evangeeliumid räägivad seda.
And we see the evidence of it in the life of the disciples.
Ja me näeme seda jüngrite eludes.
I mean, they were just fishermen and ordinary people.
Nad olid lihtsalt kalamehed, tavalised inimesed.
They got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Aga nad said püha vaimuga ristitud.
And they were so radically changed.
Ja nad olid nii radikaalselt Marvously, muudetud.
Marvelously, wonderfully changed.
Nii vägevalt muudetud.
And we see that in the book of oh, hallelujah, help me, Lord. Let me get one scripture that I think you should know.
Et üks kirjakoht, mida ma arvan, et te peaksid teadma.
1 Samuel.
Esimese Saamuali.
1 Samuel, you don't have to turn there, just take it down. 1 Samuel 10 verse 6.
Esimese Saamuali 10:6.
My Bible says that Saul, at that time, he wasn't Saul, you know King Saul?
Kuningas Saul.
He was looking after his father's sheep, his father's donkeys.
Et ta vaatas, et hooldas oma isa eesleid.
But God spoke to Samuel and he said, you go and baptize this guy. Anoint this guy with the Holy Spirit, right?
Ja siis Jumal rääkis Saamuelile, ütles, et mine võia seda isikut siis minu, jah,
in the Old Testament.
Vana testament.
The anointing.
Võidmine.
Was the word used for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Seda kasutati siis, see sõnali kasutus püha vaimu võidmise
and,
jaoks.
And only three kinds of people were anointed.
Ja ainult kolme liiki inimesi, kes olid
priests,
võitud.
Prophets and kings.
See preester, prophet ja kuningas.
And it says in that Bible that the prophet was to go and anoint Saul.
Ja siis Piibel ütleb, et prohvet pidi võidma Sauli.
And it says in that scripture,
selles kirjakos ütleb,
that when Saul was anointed,
et kui Saul sai võitud,
he started to prophesy.
Siis ta hakkas profeteerima.
I was just a young man.
Ta oli noor mees.
Very good looking, very big.
Nägi hästi hea välja, väga suur.
But he was only looking after donkeys, nothing more exciting than that.
Aga ta vaatas eeslite järgi, nii et ei olnud midagi eriti põnevat
meil. But he got anointed.
Aga ta sai
and
võitud.
And he began to prophesy.
Ja ta hakkas profeteerima.
God was preparing him to become the king.
Jumal valmistas teda selleks, et ta saaks kuningaks.
Amen.
Amen.
And it says that Saul became a changed man.
Ja siin räägib seda, et
read that scripture.
It's 9.
Yes. I think it's
Yeah. Ja sündiski, kui ta pööras selja, et minna Saamuli juurest ära, et Jumal muutis tema südame teiseks. Ja kõik need märgid läksid täide selsamal päeval.
So this is what must happen to us.
Et see on see, mis peab meiega juhtuma.
We can't be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Et me ei saa lihtsalt püha vaimuga ristitud
olla. And still be the same kind of people we were before we were baptized.
Ja jääda samaks, kelleks me olime enne ristimist.
There are so many Christians.
Nii palju kristlased.
Who are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Kes on püha vaimu poolt
who
ristitud.
Who are speaking in tongues.
Kes räägivad keeltes.
But have not seen any change in their own lives.
Aga kes ei ole näinud mingit muutust oma
There's
enda elus.
There's got to be a change.
Et peab olema muutus.
When will that change happen?
Millal see muutus toimub?
When you begin to realize.
Kui sa hakkad mõistma.
The gifts and callings of God.
Et Jumala kutsed ja annid.
Are given.
On antud.
He doesn't take it back.
Et ta ei võta neid tagasi.
And it's freely given.
Ja need on tasuta antud.
If the Lord says you are righteous.
Kui Jumal ütleb, et sa oled õige.
Because you have my righteousness in you.
Et kuna sellepärast, et minu õigsus on sinus.
All you need to do say, yes, I believe that. Thank you, Lord.
Siis sa pead ütlema seda, et jah, ma usun seda.
If God says I have not given you a spirit of fear.
Jumal ütleb sulle, et ma ei ole annud sulle kartuse vaimu.
You need to believe that.
Sa pead seda uskuma.
And tell the spirit of fear inside of you to leave.
Ja ütlema sellele kartuse vaimule,
get out
mine ära.
In the name of Jesus and stay out.
Mine välja Jeesu nimel ja jää.
I don't have the spirit of fear.
Mul ei ole hirmu vaimu.
God's word says.
Jumala sõna
ütleb. I have a spirit of a sound mind.
Et mul on mõistliku meele vaim.
Not a spirit of fear.
Mitte hirmu vaim.
But a spirit of power.
Ja väevaim.
And a spirit of love.
Ja armastuse vaim.
Amen. The secret really is that we don't love God enough.
Ja et me ei armasta Jumalat piisavalt.
If we love God,
kui me armastame Jumalat,
perfect love casts out fear.
Siis täiuslik armastus saab hirmu
so
välja.
So we really need to fall in love with God.
Et me peaksime armuma Jumalasse.
Really, really love Jesus.
Ja tõesti armastame Jeesust.
I found it easy to love him.
Ja ma leian, et see on kerge teda armastada.
I'm a romantic person.
Ma olen romantiline
inimene. Oh, I'm very sensible as well, but...
Say it again? Oh,
I'm very sensible as well.
Ja, väga tark ka. Mõistlik.
When I was a young person,
kui ma olin noori inimene,
I always had this dream of a knight in shining armor coming on a white horse to take me away and live happily forever and ever.
Ja mul ei olnud üks unistus sellisest rüütist valge lobusel, kes tuleb ja viib minema ja me elame pärast õnnelikult.
So when I met Jesus,
kui ma Jeesusega kokku sain,
I said, God, you are the kind of person I've been looking for all my life.
Ma ütlesin, Jumal, et sa oled selline inimene või isik, keda ma olen kogu elu otsinud.
You are so faithful.
Et sa oled nii ustav.
You'll never divorce me.
Sa kunagi lahutaks
mind. Never, you know, do stupid things.
Ei teeksi kas rumalaid asju.
There is no stupidity in God. He's all wisdom.
Et Jumalas ei ole rumalust. Jumalas on ainult tarkus.
And God doesn't know how to be unkind.
Jumal ei tea, ei oska olla...
He's perfect.
Ei oska olla paha.
He is so perfect.
Ta on täiuslik.
Hallelujah. And God has been so good to me.
Jumal on minu vastu nii hea.
There have been times when I've been unhappy, right?
Ja on aegu kord, kus ma olen õnnetu.
Like when my whole family deserted me when I was a new Christian.
Ja näiteks see, et kui terve perekond mahe, et siis kui ma kristlaseks sain.
Well. I had nobody, just my baby and me.
Ja ei olnud mitte kedagi peale minu lapse ja minu.
And I said, Lord, where are you?
Küsisin, et Jumal, kus
sa
oled?
I need you now.
Vajan siit.
I need to feel a hug from you.
Ma tahan kallistus siit.
God, where are you?
Jumal, kus sa oled?
And he'll come.
Ja ta tuleb.
And he'll let me hold him.
Ja lasi
and put my head
hoida.
On his shoulder.
Ja lasi panna mu pead
I sülle. Began to realize very early in my walk with the Lord.
Ja ma sain aru ühest asjast väga varama.
That God is really, really a God.
Sellest, et Jumal on tõesti
and
Jumal.
He's a spirit.
Ja ta on vaim.
And he's given us his spirit.
Ja ta on oma vaimu
so
on
that we
sisse.
Can identify with that spirit inside of him.
Et me võiksime ennast identifitseerida.
And now we all tema. Need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ja me kõik vajame püha vaimu ristimist.
And to become vitally aware of who's inside of us.
Ja peaksime teadma seda, kes on meie sees.
He has given himself to us.
Ta on annud ise ennast meile.
In the form of the Holy Spirit.
Püha vaimu.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Isa, poeg ja püha vaim.
Who is the Holy Spirit?
Kes on püha vaim?
He's the third person of the Lord.
See on kolmas, kolmainsus isik.
And why has he given him to us?
Ja millal või, kes, miks on antud see meile?
Because he knows we can be weak.
Sellepärast, et ta teab, et
me
võime olla nõrgad.
But the Holy Spirit is never weak.
Aga püha vaim ei ole kunagi nõrgad.
He's never even tired.
Ta ei ole kunagi isegi väsinud.
One time I was preaching in Riga.
Ükskord ma rääksin Riias.
And I had like 3 meetings a day.
Neil oli kolm koosolekut
päevas. Thousands of people, it was a conference, big conference.
Suur konverents, tuhande inimesed.
And on the last meeting.
Ja viimasel koosolekul.
At the last meeting and the last day.
Viimasel koosolekul, viimasel päeval.
I was so tired.
Ma olin nii väsinud.
I just go back to my hotel room and sleep.
Ja läksin hotelli ja magasin.
Then I got up and got ready to go to that meeting and I said, God, I'm so tired tonight, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Ja ma läksin siis tagasi ja ütlesin, et ma Jumal, ma olen nii väsinud, ma ei tea, mida teha.
I said, you got to do something, Lord.
Et sa pead midagi tegema, Jumal.
So I went there.
Siis ma läksin sinna.
And my interpreter met me, I said, get me to the kitchen, I need some coffee to wake me up, black coffee.
Ja ma ütlesin oma tõlgile, et vii mind kööki, et mul on musta kohvi vaja, et
ennast üles arvad. Coffee is downstairs, we have to go downstairs. I said, okay, let's go.
Ütles, et allkorrusel on kohvi, et lähme sinna.
So we then went downstairs.
Ja läksime alla.
And then the kitchen was somewhere there, and then just in that corner there was a whole group of people. They were wailing and crying.
Ja siis köök oli kuskil seal ja siis seal teisel pool olid inimesed, kes nutsid ja vesitsid seal.
I said, what's wrong?
Küsin, mis viga on.
She said, Russian people cry when somebody's dead.
Ja et vene inimesed nutavad siis, kui keegi on surnud.
I said, you mean somebody's dead here?
Et sa mõtled, kas keegi on surnud või?
She said, I think so. So let's go and look.
Inimene ütles, et vaatame,
so we went and looked there.
Ja vaatasime, mis toimub.
And there was this young woman on the floor.
Üks noor inimene oli põrandal.
She was white as a bed sheet, you know.
Ta oli nagu voodilina, valge nagu voodilina.
She was about 17 years old.
17 aastat vana.
Oh, dead.
Surnud.
And everybody's crying because she's dead.
Ja kõik nutavad sellepärast, et ta on surnud.
And the mother looked at me.
Ja siis ema vaatas mul otsa.
She said, "You sister Rani."
Et sina, õde Rani.
My interpreter is interpreting, right?
I said, yes. Tõlgib, ainu, võtsin,
I said, yes. Yeah. She said, "Ah, this is my daughter," she said.
Ütsed, see on minu tütar.
She died in the hospital.
Ta suri haiglas.
And I brought her here for you to pray for her.
Ja ma tõin ta selleks siia, et sa palvetaksid sama pärast.
I said, "Oh, yeah?"
Võtsin, ja.
She said, "Yes."
Tutsi,
ja. I said, "Why don't you bring her upstairs?"
Ma küsin, miks sa teda üles ei toonud?
In my heart I said, "God, I'm so tired. I can lie down next to her and go to sleep as well."
Mõtsin, about that Lord, oma südames, et ma olen nii väsinud, et ma võiksin tema kõrvale maha heita ja magama jääda.
Maybe when they bring her upstairs, there's some anointing we pray, it'll be okay, yeah?
Ja, et võibolla, et tooks ta üles, et siis on võid.
And she said, "No, I'm not allowed to take a dead corpse upstairs."
Ja siis ema ütles, et ei, et ma ei saa surnud inimest üles viia. Et palveta praegu.
Nice big Russian lady, yeah?
Et see on see tugev vene daam, ütles, et palveta praegu.
Jesus, I'm tired.
See on Jeesus, ma olen väsinud. Mida ma teen?
You know what the Lord said to me?
Ja mida isand
ütles
mulle?
Holy Spirit spoke, he said, "Rani, I am never tired."
Peavim ütles, et Rani, ma ei ole mitte kunagi väsinud.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Tänu Jumal.
So I prayed very fast in your tongues. Hallelujah, amen, thank you, Sylvester Coffee, let's go.
Ja ma palvetasin väga kiiresti keeltes ja võtsin kohvi ja seal läksin.
So I took my coffee and I took another way upstairs.
Ja võtsin oma kohvi, läksin üles.
I don't want to see that Lord again.
Et ma ei tahtnud seda järgpilti näha.
So I went upstairs and then I was sat down for a bit, then they said, "Come and preach," right? My turn to preach.
Yeah, siis läksin üles, siis öeldi, et sinu kord
on jutlust. So I went to the pulpit and opened the page.
Ja ma läksin kanslisse, avasin lehekülja.
After singing a little bit, I was feeling better, much better, right?
Ja
then
siis,
I looked at everybody.
Pärast laulmist tundsin ennast paremini, siis vaatsin kõikidele
kõikide peal. And right at the end of the row.
Ja siis rea lõpus.
That little girl was sitting.
Istus see väike tõruk.
Amen!
Amen!
That little girl that was dead.
See väike tõruk, kes oli surnud.
And I was too tired to raise her up.
Ja ma olin liiga väsinud, et ta üles tõstas.
But Jesus rose her up.
Aga Jeesus tegi seda.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just know God is such a good God.
Ja siis ma tean, et Jumal on selline hea Jumal.
Oh, can I do it? Can I do it? It's nothing to do with you. It's God inside of you.
Ja siis mõtled, kas mina suudaksin seda teha. See ei ole midagi tegemist sinuga, vaid Jumalaga sinu sees.
Yes, your pastor was right. So he said, "All you people have come to see Rani. That's a waste of time."
Ja et pastor see, et kõik on tulnud Ranit vaatama, et see on aja raiskamine.
Praise God. You need God.
Teil on vaja Jumalat.
You need the God that I love.
Seda Jumalat, keda mina armastan.
And if you have the same Jesus that I have,
kui teil on sama Jeesus, kes on minul,
you can do what I do, no problem.
Siis te võite teha sama asja, mida mina...
You just have to throw off your Estonian shyness.
Ja te peate lihtsalt oma Eesti tagasihoidlikuse, häbelikuse ära viskama.
I know, you're so shy. It's incredible.
Et nii häbelikud, et üles on võrratu.
I mean, people, Estonian people get healed in my meetings, you know?
Et Eesti inimesed saavad minu koosolekud ka terveks.
Bad eyesight is restored.
Näiteks...
Blind eyes have been restored.
Pimedad silmad, halb nägemine.
Deaf ears have been restored.
Kõrvakuulmine.
People with cancer have been healed.
Inimesed on väis terveks saanud.
And I say, who will come up and testify?
Ja ma küsin, et kes tuleks ja annaks tunnisse. Keegi liigu.
I said, who has been healed, put up your hands, they'll all put up their hands. Those that have been healed, put up their hands, right?
Ja siis, kes on saanud terveks, tõstavad oma käed.
I said, come up and testify, nobody will move.
Ja siis ma küsin, et tulge ette ja antke tunnistus. Keegi liigu.
How can you be so dumb?
Kuidas saate olla nii tuimad?
Please put that thing off.
Et panu
if somebody has been healed,
et kui keegi on terveks saanud,
the least you can do,
siis vähim, mida
is to give glory to Jesus.
On anda au Jeesusele.
Because when you give glory to Jesus,
siis kui te annate au Jeesusele,
when you're standing there and testifying,
siis te tunnistate.
Faith is released.
Siis tegelikult usk
and people
vallandub.
Get healed and healed and healed.
Siis inimesed saavad veel terveks.
Like that meeting when the dead girl was raised up,
nagu see koosolek, kus surnud tüdruk tõusis üles.
So happy.
Tema ema oli nii rõõmus.
If I could say a word, she's jumping up and down and dancing on the stage.
Jah, tantsis seal ja hüppas üles alla.
She said, I'm so happy, my daughter has been healed.
Ja ütles, et ma olin rõõmus, et imeliselt on mu tüdruk terveks saanud.
I didn't have to preach.
Ma ei pidanud jutlustama.
Everybody caught fire and the same faith was released everywhere.
Ja kõik said tulest osa ja see sama asi läks
välja. I said, God's power is here. You want to be healed, just get your healing right now. Wherever the pain is, put your hand everywhere. And God will heal you.
Ütlesin, et Jumala vägi on siin, et pange oma käe haigetel kohtu, kui te saate terveks.
We had great meetings in Riga, I tell you.
Ja Riias olid vägevad koosolekud.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on, give the Lord a clap offering. Don't be lazy.
Andke Jumal. Klaps tegel.
Big one. Glory to Jesus.
Au Jeesusele.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says we rejoice.
Ja nendega, kes rõõmustavad.
Those that are weeping, right?
Ja nendega, kes nutavad.
Yes, and there's something else too. Very difficult to lift up the hands and praise God. Very hard.
Et see peaks olema raske, et tõstama käed.
I don't know why.
Ma ei tea, miks see raske.
I used to dance and I was free in the Lord.
Ja mina tantsin, kui ma olin vaba.
So I have to be a bit careful, you know?
Et kui ma vanem olen, siis ma natuke olen ettevaatikum.
We have to be free in the Lord.
Me peaksime olema vabad Jumalas.
The Bible says that the Lord, in fact, in the book of Job I read this morning, that God has a voice like thunder.
Et Iobi raamatus kirjutab seda, et Jumal on nagu müristus hääl.
Thunder, wow, loud, hallelujah.
Võimas.
It's got a big voice.
Kõva hääl.
And here we are afraid to lift up our voice. Softly, softly we sing. Why?
Et siin me ei tunnud vabalt, et vaikselt tõstama hääl.
How do you pray in tongues?
Kuidas sa keeltes palvetad?
Like all the ladies in India covering their mouth. I don't know what they're saying.
Et nagu Indias daamid katavad oma suu, et...
I said, I'm sorry, mõtsin, but you would take your cloth off.
Mõtsin, et vabandaga, aga võtke oma riie eest ära.
And I want to see your mouth, I said.
Ja ma tahan näha suud
liikumas. And I want to hear you praying in tongues.
Ma tahan kuulda teid paletamas keeltes.
I'm going to pray for you now.
Ja ma paletan teid
pärast. Be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Ristinud pühas vaimus.
And I stand up and I explained it a bit and I said, now pray in tongues by faith in Jesus name.
Ja rääksin asjast natuke, nii siis siin tõuske üles ja rääkige keeltes.
And the whole Lord came on. Shida bahakata bahaya everywhere. It was so wonderful. It was like a sound of thunder.
Ja kõik kaks keeltes rääkima. See oli võrratu. See oli nagu
müristus. And they were changed forever. It happened again in the Bible school in India.
Ja see juhtu selle piiblikoolis Indias.
They have all the ladies in one Bible school and all the men in another Bible school.
Ja neil on kõik naised on ühes piiblikoolis, mehed teises piiblikoolis.
The pastor was so happy with me, he said, go to all the churches and pray for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ja pastor oli minu üle nii rõõmus, et ta ütles, et mine kõikidesse kogudusse, see palvet, et nad saaks
pühal on reidud. I asked the Lord, I said, how come you're doing it so quick now?
Ja ma küsisin, et Jumala käest, et kuidas sa nii kiiresti sa teed?
Normally we have to pray over one by one, especially other people, you know, they won't come through to pray for them one by one, right?
Et vahest me peame palvetama inimeste pärast üks ühele, nagu iga inimese pärast eraldi.
But in India, I didn't have to lay hands on anybody.
Indias ma pidan mitte kellegile käsi
peale panna. The Lord was the Lord.
Et isand oli isand.
He zapped them with the Holy Spirit.
No lihtsalt püha vaimuga.
And they all prayed in tongues. It was wonderful.
Ja kõik palvetasid keeltes.
So I asked the Lord, I said, how come it is so quick in India, Lord?
Ja ma küsisin, et miks see Indias nii kiiresti käib?
He said, because I want every village and every community to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ta ütles, et ma tahan, et iga küla, iga ühiskond oleks täidetud püha vaimuga.
God is fed up with the devil using those people.
Ja Jumalal on kõrini sellest, et kurat kasutab neid inimesi.
So people are learning to pray in tongues.
Nii et inimesed õpivad keeltes paletamist.
If you will pray in tongues.
Kui sa paletad keeltes.
If you can make 3 hours a day.
Kui sa 3 tundi päevas suudad
seda. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the night.
Tund hommikul, tund lõunal, tund õhtul.
Pray in the spirit.
Palvete vaimus.
And you'll become radically changed.
Ja sa saad muudetud radikaalselt.
God will be with you, you'll feel him so much, you're sensitive to the spirit of the Lord.
Ja Jumal on sinuga, sa tunned ja sa oled tundlik
Jumala
vaimule.
You will know when his anointing comes and when his anointing goes.
Sa tead, millal võimine tuleb, millal võimine läheb.
And you will not stop talking about Jesus to people outside.
Ja sa ei peatu rääkimast inimestele Jeesusest, kes on väljas pool.
That's what happened to me when I was a new Christian. It still happens to me, but as a new Christian.
Aga uue kristlasena juhtus see minuga ja juhtub siiani.
I couldn't stop talking about Jesus.
Et ma ei suutnud ennast peatada Jeesusest rääkimast.
All my students became Christians.
Kõik mu õpilased said kristlasteks.
Headmasters became Christians.
Kooli juhendaja või pealik
staff
sai kristlased.
Staff members became Christians.
Kõik need... Stuff, yeah, meeskond sai kristlaseks.
And I was in an Islamic country. Malaysia is Islamic, you know.
Ja Malaysia on Islami maa.
So then the government got worried about me and they said, no, we cannot keep you in the school. They said, you better take another school.
Ja siis valitsus hakkas muretsema minu pärast, ütles, et siin so küll koolis ei saa hoida, et võtta teine kool.
They threw me out of one school.
Viskasid ühest koolist välja.
And I went to another school and I did the same thing.
Läksin teise kooli, tegin täpselt sama asja.
I did this, then they again threw me out.
Siis viskasid mind uuesti välja.
In the third school also.
Kolmas kool.
The third school was the best. The headmistress was a Muslim lady.
Ja kolmas kool oli parim, et see naine, kes oli juhendaja või pealik, see direktor oli muslim.
She liked me and she liked what I was doing.
Aga talle meeldis see, mida ma tegin.
She recognized the God I worshipped was stronger than her Muhammad. Hallelujah.
Ja ta tundis ära, et see Jumal, keda mina ülistan, on tugevam kui Muhammad.
And God spoke to me that day and he said, you leave that school before they throw you out.
Ja Jumal ütles, et mine saad koolist ära enne, kui nad sind välja viskuvad.
God wanted me to become a full-time preacher.
Jumal tahtis, et ma hakkaks täiskohaga jutlustajaks.
So I resigned from school.
Nii et ma läksin koolist ära.
And became a full-time worker for the Lord.
Ja hakkasin täiskohaga Jumala teenijaks.
Went to Bible school in Australia.
Läksin Austraaliasse piiblikooli.
Stayed in Australia for 2 years.
Ja olin seal 2 aastat.
Came back to Malaysia, worked in the church there, started the church there.
Malaysiasse töötsin kaks aastat või töötsin koguduses.
For 5 years.
5 aastat, jah.
And God spoke to me and said, go to Sweden.
Ja Jumal ütles mulle siis, et mine Rootsi.
I obeyed and I went to Sweden.
Ma kuuletusin, läksin Rootsi.
Worked under Pastor Ulf for 10 years.
Töötasin Pastor Ulfi all 10 aastat.
And that's where I had this wonderful opportunity of teaching in the Bible schools there.
Ja siis mul oli üks võrratu võimalus piibli koolides õpetada seal.
And God opened doors for me to travel all over Russia.
Ja siis Jumal avas mul uksi,
Kazakhstan,
et
Tajikistan, Tajikistan, where all these wonderful places far, far away, you know. It's lovely.
Ja Venemaale, Tajikistani, Kazakhstani, Moskvasse, yeah.
Saratov. I loved Russia.
Saratov, mulle meeldib Venema.
I think they are wild and wonderful.
Arvan,
and
et
when they
võrratud.
Are saved, they're so good.
Ja kui nad on päästetud, siis nad on nii
the
head.
The only Russians I don't really like are the people in the immigrations and customs.
Et ainsad venelased, kes mulle meeldi, on immigratsioonis
they
ja...
They look at my passport, it takes so long to look. Turn the pages, I've been to Russia, I've been to China, I've been to Pakistan. They look and look and look and call this one and that one and the KGB and everything. I have a stamp, praise the Lord. And then they let me go through.
Et mul on passis nii palju igas templed, siis nad vaatavad ja helistavad, helistavad KGB-s igale poole.
And one time in Armenia they said no you cannot come to this country.
Ja Armeenias ütlesid, et siia maale sa küll ei pääse.
They kept me the whole day in the airport.
Ja nad hoidsid mind terve päeva lennujaamal. Lennujaamas.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning the Lord spoke to me and said there's a plane coming. Get onto the plane and get out of here.
Ja siis kolm hommikul tuli isand ütles mulle, et üks lennuk tuleb, mine selle peale. Lenda minema.
So I went to them, I said, I want my passport back, I have no right to hold it. If I cannot stay here, I can go back. I said, give me my passport.
Ja siis ma ütlesin, et andke mulle pass tagasi, teeb lõigus seda hoida ja andke mulle pass.
And I Läksin. Said, can I stay here or not?
Küsin, kas ma saan siin olla või mitte?
They said, no.
Ta ütlesid, et ei.
I said, why?
Küsin, miks?
I said, because you're a dangerous person.
Nad ütlesid, et sellepärast, et sa oled ohtlik inimene.
I said, okay, I'll go home.
Mõtlesin, jah, kui ma olen
so kohal. I went back.
Ma läksin tagasi.
But God is so good.
Aga Jumal on nii hea.
Everywhere you go.
Kui iganes sa lähed.
God is with you.
Jumal on sinuga.
I'm never afraid.
Ja ma kunagi karda.
First time I went to Russia.
Esimene kord, kui ma läksin Venemale.
Not the first time, I think the second time to Ruslan's church, Abakan. Ja
teine kord, jah, Ruslani kogudus.
It was just when the communists fell, you know.
Siis oli, kui kommunism kukus.
So they drove me to this nice hotel. Not so nice those days, it was not wonderful.
Ja siis viidi mind ühte hotelli, mis ei olnud väga tore, aga...
And then he told us two great big Russian men. He said, they will be your bodyguards and they will drive you everywhere and you'll be safe with these guys.
Ja et kaks suurt vene meest ütlesid, need on sinu ihukaitsed, nad ja sõidutavad sind igale poole.
I said, oh really?
Ma ütlesin, no tõesti.
And I touched them.
Ja,
and they both fell
meid.
On the floor.
Ja, mõlemad kuksid pikali.
I said, thank you very much. I'm not afraid.
Ma ütlesin, suur tänu, aga ma ei karda.
But they can carry my bags. That's all right.
Aga nad võivad mu kotti kanda.
I've had great fun in Russia.
Ja mul on Venemal lõbus olnud.
I'll never ever forget Russia, I tell you.
Ja ma ei unusta Venemal mitte kunagi.
I live in Canada now. Yeah, after 10 years, God said, go to Canada.
Ja siis pärast 10 aastat jumal,
I said,
mine
why
Kanadasse.
Lord? I love Sweden. I love working here. Why?
Küsin, miks? Et mulle meeldib Rootsi, et mulle meeldib seal olla.
He didn't tell me why. He said, just go.
Ta ei öelnud mulle, miks? Ütles, et mine.
So I came to Canada.
Nii et ma läksin Kanadasse.
So Canada is my base now.
Nii et Kanada on minu baasiks.
I'm still traveling all over the world.
Ma ikka reisin üle kogu maailma.
The pastor there and his wife, they love me very much.
Ja pastor ja tema abikaasa armastavad.
God has never sent me to a pastor who doesn't like me. Isn't that wonderful?
Ja pastor, Jumal ei saatu mind kunagi pastori juurde, kes, kellele ma ei meeldi.
But sometimes people get upset with me.
Aga vahest inimesed saab mu peale pahaks.
Yes, Estonian people.
Eesti inimesed.
One lady told a friend of mine.
Üks,
One lady.
Ja üks daam.
She said, why wasn't everybody healed in that meeting?
Miks ei olnud kõik inimesed saanud terveks selle
koosolekul? Why am I not healed, she said.
Ta ütles, et miks mina pole terveks saanud?
So the next day I explained it while I was preaching.
Ja järgmine päev ma jutustades selgitasin, miks.
I said, in one meeting,
ühel koosolekul,
nobody is not, it never is that everybody is healed.
Ei ole kunagi nii, et kõik saavad terveks.
Some are not healed.
Mõned ei saa terveks.
Take Benny Hinn's meetings.
Võta näiteks Benny Hinni koosolekul.
Millions of people.
Miljonid inimesed.
Not everybody is healed.
Kõiki saa terveks.
Take Shambach's meetings.
Võtta näiteks Shambachi koosolekul.
Not everybody is healed.
Kõiki saa terveks.
The only person who had everybody healed was Jesus.
Ainus, kes sai kõik terveks, oli Jeesus.
Was Jesus, everybody that came was healed.
Kõik, kes tulid Jeesuse juurde, sai terveks.
We're not quite there yet.
Me ei ole veel selles punktis.
So I know many reasons why people are not healed.
Nii et ma tean palju põhjuseid, miks inimesed ei saa terveks.
So if you don't get healing, you should ask God, why am I not healed?
Nii, kui sa terveks ei saa, küsi Jumala, et miks ma ei ole terveks saanud.
Isn't that true? And he will tell you.
Ja ta ütleb sulle.
Whatever it is.
Mis iganes see põhjus on.
Some people are very cranky, you know.
Mõned on väga siuksed kiiresti vihastuvad, pahased.
One meeting in Australia.
Üks koosolek Austraalias.
Lady came in a wheelchair.
Üks daam tuli ratastoolis.
And they put her next to me.
Ja siis pandi minu kõrvale.
There, she's next to me.
Mina istusin siin ja siis daam istus
ratastoolis. And the minute she came in, she was grumbling and grumbling and grumbling.
Eks see tuli nurises.
The worship is too long. Where's the speaker? Who's the speaker?
When
are they going to speak? What is this? Oh, she was going on and on and on. I thought, God, she's driving me nuts now.
Et miks nad räägi juba? Mõtlesin Jumala, et see ajab mind hulluks.
Then I was preaching.
Ja siis ma jutlustasin.
And I was going to pray for the sick.
Ma hakkasin haigete pärast paletama.
And she wheeled the wheelchair to the end.
Ja siis ta viis oma ratastooliga läksin lõppu.
I prayed for people and they were getting healed, you know.
Ja inimesed said terveks.
One man who was 30 years old, he had been blind since he was 15 in both eyes.
Ja üks mees, kes oli 30 aastat vana, oli 15 aastat peal olnud mõlemas silmas pime.
Came with a white cane.
Tuli valge, see üks kepikesega.
I prayed for him.
Ma palvetsin ta pärast.
And I mostly pray in the, I move in the gifts of wisdom and knowledge. So God told me he became blind when he was 15.
Ja ma enamajalt, ma liigun nagu tarkuse ja teadmise vaimus.
So I said, why did you become blind? I said,
ja ma küsisin, et miks sa...
I said, what happened to you at the age of 15?
Mis juhtus?
And he said, my mother and father divorced.
Et mu ema isa lahutasid.
So it was a traumatic blindness, you know.
Et see oli nagu dramaatiline pimedus.
So I prayed for him.
Ma palutsin ta pärast.
And God healed his eyes.
Jumal tegid silmad terveks.
It was wonderful. Then as I went down to that guy in the wheelchair.
Ja ma läksin selle inimese juurde, kes ratastoolis.
To the woman in the
wheelchair. See naine oli, ja?
And God said to me, he said, don't pray for her.
Jumal ütles, et ära paletada pärast.
I said, Lord, she's come here for a healing.
Jumal ütles, et ta tuli siia tervenemise pärast. Jumal ütles, et ära paletada pärast.
He said, tell her to write, make a list of all the people whom she hates.
Ja siis ütles, et Jumal ütles, et lasedal teha siukene nimekiri inimestest, keda see naine vihkab.
And to forgive each one.
Ja siis, et ta annaks neile kõigile andeks.
I said, oh-oh.
Oh-oh.
So I went to her and I said, look, sister, God put me to tell you to do this.
Et õde, et vaata, et Jumal ütles, et sa peaks seda tegema.
She got so angry with me.
Ja ta vihastas mu peale nii väga.
She wheeled her chair and went out of the church.
Ja võttis oma latastooli ja
thought,
sõitis ära.
Oh, Lord, have I blown it?
Ja ma ütlesin, et Jumal, nüüd ma olen mööda pannud.
He said, no, don't worry.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ära muretse.
So that was a Sunday.
Et see oli pühapäev.
So Wednesday night, Bible study, she came.
Kolapel oli piibi tund, siis naine tuli.
Still in the wheelchair.
Ikka ratastoolis.
But her face looks much better, you know, not bitter. Ka cranky.
Nägu on siuke palju parem, ei ole nagu siuke kibe enam, ei ole siuke pahane.
I said, how are you?
Küsisin, kuidas läheb.
She said, you know, I found it hard to do what you said, but I did what you said.
Ja siis ta ütles, et ma leidsin, et see on väga raske, mida sa ütlesid, et ma peaks tegema, aga ma tegin seda.
I said, you mean you've forgiven everybody?
Ja et ma küsin, et kas sa siis mõtled, et sa saansid kõigil andeks?
She said, yes.
See, et jah.
And I said, that's wonderful.
See on võrratu.
That's Jesus, you know.
Et see on Jeesus.
Because he forgives us our sins.
Sest ta annab meile meie patud andeks.
And he expects us to forgive the people that hurt us.
Ja ootab, et ka meie annaks andeks inimestele, mis me laigit teevad.
And when you do that,
ja kui sa teed seda,
something lifts off you.
Siis nagu miski läheb su pealt ära.
And the other person is set free too.
Ja see teine inimene saab ka vabaks.
And she said, you know, something happened to me as I was coming up in the lift.
Ja siis ütles, et midagi juhtus minuga, kui ma liftist tulin üles.
She said, a mosquito bit her and she could feel the pain.
Ja et mosquito hammustas teda jalast ja ta tundis valu.
Because she was paralyzed in the waist down, no feeling.
Sest ta oli paraliseeritud vöös saadik alla poole, nii et mingit tunnet ei olnud.
But on Wednesday night she felt the bite of the mosquito.
Ja nii et kolmapäeva õhtul ta tundis mosquito hammustust.
I said, that's wonderful, your healing is being starting.
Nii et miski on tervenemine alganud.
Next following Sunday,
järgmisel pühapäeval,
she walked into the church.
Ta kõndis kogudusse.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Come on! Don't be lazy!
Ärge olge laisad!
Glory to God! Give the Lord a clap offering!
Oi Jumalale!
God is amazingly good!
Jumal on võrratult hea.
He doesn't hate people.
Ta ei vihka inimesi.
He knows people are locked up.
Ja et enamus inimesi on nagu
lukus.
We can
be locked up in our unforgiveness.
Näiteks andeks andmatuses.
Our bitterness, our anger, whatever.
Kibeduses, vihas, mis iganes.
Bitterness is really very crippling.
Kibedus on väga selline lukkupanev.
I prayed for many people with cancer.
Ma olen paljude inimeste pärast palatan, kelle on
bitterness was the problem.
Ja probleem oli just see kibedus.
There are others also who are very nice people, but they have cancer too.
Ja on ka häid inimesi, kellel on vähk.
And sometimes I don't understand why they're not healed.
Ja ma vahest siis aru, miks nad ei ole terveks.
I don't know everything about healing.
Ma ei tea kõike tervenemisest.
But God didn't tell me you have options about healing.
Aga Jumal on öelnud, et sul on variandid.
He said, you just go and pray for the sick.
Ja, et sina ütles, et sina lihtsalt mine palveta haigite pärast.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
See on kõik, mis ma suudan
I'm
teha.
I'm just a messenger from the Lord.
Ma olen lihtsalt sõnumi
tooja. Amen. And the message really for you is that, you know, God says, I has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered in the heart of man, the things that God has for them that love him.
Sõnum on see, et see ei ja nähtud ega kuuldud need asjad, mida Jumal on eks ju teinud.
He has prepared marvelous things for each one of us.
Et tal on võrratud asjad meie kõigi jaoks.
He's always blessing us.
Ja ta alati õnnistab meid.
Just recently, it was April. I was in Israel in April.
Ja aprilis ma olin Iisraelis.
God has opened doors for me to preach to all the messianic Jews there.
Ja siis Jumal on avanud uksed, et jutustada messiaanikele juutidele ja mul on seal võrrat aegalt.
Before I went there,
aga enne kui ma läksin sinna,
our church in Malaysia.
Ma olin oma koguduses Malaisias.
And when I was preaching there,
ja kui ma seal jutustasin,
God put a burden in my heart,
siis Jumal pani nagu koorma minu südamesse.
For Muslim children.
Muslimi laste pärast.
He said, pray for the Arabs.
Ja ütles, et palveta araablaste pärast.
I said, Lord,
Jumal.
I've never really prayed for Arabs, you know.
Et ma ei ole kunagi araablaste pärast palvetanud.
I've been so busy praying for the Israelis.
Et ma olen Iisraellaste, Iisraeli juutide pärast nii palju palvetanud.
But God said, pray for the Arabs.
Ja ma ütlesin, et palveta araablaste pärast.
So I shared that burden with the church there.
Ja ma jagasin seda koormat kogudusega.
And we prayed for the Arabs.
Ja me palvetasime araablaste pärast.
We prayed for Muslim children.
Ja palvetasime muslimi laste pärast.
And the word dropped in my heart was orphanage.
Ja siis
Muslim orphanage.
Koorem langes kuski pool inchi, see on siis... I didn't get it.
Okay. And the word was a Muslim orphanage. You know what an orphanage is?
Yeah, okay, sorry. I totally. Yeah, siis on, sõna oli siis, et muslimite lastekodu.
So I thought, well, Muslim, Malaysia is Muslim.
Ma mõtlesin, Malaysia on ju
muslimi. And they have an orphanage there.
Ja neil on ka lastekodu.
So I asked the pastor there, so what about the orphans in this country?
Ja ma küsisin pastori, kuidas on siis muslimitega, laste kodudega?
The Muslim orphanage is very well looked after by the government.
Ja et need on väga hästi valitsuse poolt nagu järelvaadatavad.
And they will not receive support from Christians.
Ja nad ei saa kristlast, et mingit toetust.
So I said, okay.
Mõtlesin, jah küll.
Because I said, well, I'm going to Israel next month.
Ma ütlesin, et ma lähen Iisraelisse järgmine kuu.
I can go to a Muslim orphanage there.
Ei, ma võin seal minna siis muslimi laste kodusse.
So I went and I told the pastor, I said, I need to go to Arab or Muslim orphanage. I have some money, the church gave some money, my pastor gave some money to go and give it to them.
Ja mõtlesin, et tead, minu pastor on raha, kogudus on raha, et ma annan neile siis seal.
Thousands of dollars.
Tuhanded dollarid.
Then the pastor said, it's hard, Ronnie, I don't know anybody yet. I said, God has to show you something. I said, he will, he brought me here for that purpose.
Ja et ma küsin pastori käest ja pastor ütles, et ta ei tea kedagi seal. Ja mina ütlesin, et jah.
And the day before I had to leave,
ja siis päev enne seda, kui ma läksin,
the day before I had to leave Israel,
kui ma Iisraelisse pidi minema,
he got good news for me.
Siis tal oli hea uudis minu jaoks.
He said, there's a Palestinian pastor,
no on üks Palestina pastor,
who will take you to Jericho.
Kes viib su Jerikosse.
And there is an Arab church.
Ja seal on araablaste kogudus.
An Arab orphanage.
Ja araablaste lastekodu.
If you will go there.
Kui sa läheksid sinna.
So of course I'll go there.
Ma sinna muidugi lähen.
So I went.
Ja ma läksin.
It was the most wonderful sight I've ever seen.
Ja see oli kõige ilusam pilt, mis ma kunagi näinud olen.
200 Arabic people.
200 araablast.
Still wearing Arab clothes, you know.
Ja neil on araablaste riided, sellised traditsionaalsed.
Lifted up holy hands and worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
Pühad käed üles tõstetud ja nad ülistavad Jumalat tões ja vaimus.
How great is the Lord?
Et kui suurepärane on Jumal.
I like it when the Lord says, is my arm too short that it cannot reach down and touch you? Is my arm too short?
Et kas mu käsi on liiga lühike, et ma ei suuda seda puudutada, sind puudutada või?
God is so great.
Et Jumal on nii võrratu.
And we don't trust him enough.
Ja ma ei usalda teda piisavalt.
We say, God, I'm sitting here. Why don't you get me moving, Lord?
Ja ma ütlen, et Jumal, mist on siin, et miks sa ei saa mind liigutada?
God wants to use you.
Jumal tahab siin kasutada.
You don't
kasutada.
Have to be a preacher to be used by God.
Et sa pea olema jutlustada, et Jumal
Most
siin kasutada.
Most of my miracles happened, mighty miracles of raising the dead, before I became a preacher.
Ja et enamus need suured imed, mis minu elus juhtsid, oli enne seda, kui ma sain jutlustajaks.
It makes no difference to the Lord.
Et Jumal ei ole mingit vahet.
Just be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ole lihtsalt täidetud püha vaimuga.
And the things that he'll show you.
Ja need asjad, mis ta näitab.
Your eyes will see things you've never seen before.
Ja et su silmad näevad asju, mida sa pole kunagi enne näinud.
And things in the Spirit.
Ja asjad vaimus.
Things that bless the Father's heart.
Mis õnnistavad isa südant.
So we need to crawl into the heart of the Lord.
Ja me peaksime Jumala südamesse
say,
pugema.
God, I want to hear what you're speaking.
Et Jumal, et ma tahan
I
kuulda seda, mida sa räägid.
You're feeling.
Ma tahan tunda seda, mida sina tunned.
Jesus weeps for the unsaved.
Jeesus nutab päästmatute pärast.
The gifts are all about saving the unsaved.
Ja annab kõik selleks, et päästa.
It's not just to come to church every Sunday.
Et asi ei ole lihtsalt selles, et tuled iga pühapäeva kogudusse. Ja lähed koju, oled rõõmus.
It's more than that.
Et asi on rohkemas.
He says that in the book of Genesis to start with.
Et esimese Moose raamatus ütleb.
That you will be, that you will grow and multiply and increase and take dominion.
Et te kasvate, te paljunete ja te valitsete, võtate valitsuse.
And he says in the book of John.
Ütleb ka Johannese raamatus.
I have chosen you, you have not chosen me.
Et mina olen teid valinud, mitte teie
mind. I have anointed you.
Ma olen sind võidnud.
To go forth and bear forth much fruit.
Et te võiksite minna ja võiksite palju vilja kanda.
What is God talking about?
Millest räägib
Jumal? God is talking about profit.
Jumal räägib
Hallelujah.
Profit.
Yeah.
Kasust.
Whatever he's given you.
Midagi ennast sinule on annud.
To other people.
Anna seda teistele inimestele.
He'll have to give you more and more and more.
Siis ta peab sulle rohkem ja rohkem rohkem
annud. So you become profitable to the Lord.
Nii et sa muutud Jumalale kasulikuks.
It's simple. It's the same principle.
Et see on
Whatever
väga
lihtne. You sow, you're going to reap.
Et midagi ennast sa külvad, seda sa lõikad.
Sow salvation.
Külva päästet.
Speak salvation.
Räägi päästet.
Get people saved.
Ja las inimes saab päästetud.
Pray for the sick.
Palveta haigete
pärast. Cast out demons. I love to cast out demons.
Et aja teemonid välja. Mulle meeldib teemonid
välja. I need to see the people sitting there acting like a monkey, you know?
Mulle ei meeldi, kui inimesed istuvad ja käituvad nagu ahv.
The devil makes people act like stupid, you know, really.
Ja saatan paneb inimesi rumalat käituma.
Drug addicts. Oh my goodness me, scratching here, scratching there. Can't control their feelings, can't control anything.
Narkomanid. It's crazy. Krätsid ennast ja ei suuda oma tundeid kontrollida.
And they get snared by so many things in the world that they don't know anything about.
Ja nad saavad ammustada või noh, haiget nii paljud asjade pool maailmas.
One touch from God and they'll be healed.
Et üks puudutus Jumalat ja nad saavad terveks.
God loves them.
Sest Jumal armastab
God neid. Loves the people.
Jumal armastab
He
inimesi.
He loves the prostitutes.
Jumal armastab prostituute.
He loves the homosexuals and the lesbians.
Homoseksuaale, lesbisid.
We're the only ones who can carry the light to the people.
Me oleme ainsad, kes suudame valgust inimesi
viia. Isn't that true?
See pole mitte tõsi.
It's not enough just to worship the Lord, you know.
Et see ei ole lihtsalt piisav, et
Jumala
tülistada.
Worshiping the Lord is just one aspect of it.
Et see on ainult üks aspekt või külg selle
Lord
kogu asja poolt.
Love me with all of your heart, all Jumal... of your soul, and all of your strength, and all of your substance.
Jumal
and love your neighbor as yourself.
Et armastage mind kogu oma tugevusega, kogu oma jõuga, kogu oma kõik, mis teil on. Ja armastage oma naabrit.
And many people are sick in the head.
Ja paljud on näiteks oma peas haiged.
Because they believe the lies of the devil.
Sest nad on uskunud saatana valesid.
You're ugly, you're fat, you're this, you're that.
See oli ilus, sa oled paks, sa oled kole, seda teist.
But you know the word of God.
Ja tead Jumala sõna.
The word of God says you're wonderfully made.
Jumala sõna ütleb, et sa oled imeliselt tehtud. Et ma tegin sind.
One time I was thinking about that scripture. I said, Lord, you're so wonderful.
Ja üks kord mõtlesin selle kirjakoha peale, ütlesin, et Jumal, sa oled nii võrratu.
And David says that, King David sings, he said, Lord, you knew me before I was born. You knew my parts. You fashioned my parts.
Et sa teadsid minu teid ja isegi enne seda, kui ma olin ema üsas.
I was thinking about that and meditating on that scripture.
Ja mõtlesin selle kirjakoha peale.
And God said to me, yes.
Ja ma ütlesin, et jaa.
I kissed you before you knew what a kiss was.
Et ma suudlesin sind enne, kui sa teadsid, mis on üldse suudlus.
Are you hearing?
Sa kuuled seda.
I kissed you before you knew what a kiss was.
Ma suudlesin sind enne seda, kui sa teadsid, mis
I
on suudlus.
I loved you before you knew what love was.
Et ma armasin sind enne, kui sa teadsid, mis on üldse
oh,
armastus.
Oh, I love God.
Ma armastan Jumalat.
Precious words from the Lord.
Et need on kallid sõnad Jumalat.
It's like opening your hands and receiving jewels.
Et sa nagu võtaksid ja oma käed teeksid lahti ja võtaksid
God
vastu kalliskile.
God is so good.
Jumal on hea.
There's no reason for any of us to be sad.
Et ei ole mingit põhjust, miks keegi meist peaks
He's
olema kurb.
He's not a God of sadness.
Ta ei ole kurbuse Jumal.
He's a God of joy.
Ta on rõõmu Jumal.
The joy of the Lord.
Ei, Jumala rõõm.
It's what we need.
On see, mida me vajame.
You know, I'm 72 years old.
Ja ma olen 72 aastat vana.
And I preach the gospel and I travel all over the world.
Ja ma räägin evangeeliumi üle kogu maailma.
And I don't have heart problem and this problem and that problem. I have no problems except that I walk a bit slowly now.
Ja mul ei pole südame probleemi, seda probleemi, ka teist probleemi. Välja arvatud see, et ma käin aeglasemalt. Ja ma söön kõike.
Except, you know, cats and dogs. I don't need all that.
Kasse ja koer.
Oh,
ma
yes. When you go to China, you got to be careful.
Kui sa Hiinasse lähed, siis pead ette valdik olema.
Or you go to Vietnam. They think special restaurant. They cook dog food.
Kui Vietnami lähed, et on eriline restaurant, see on koerad.
Then I put on my religious cap and I said, I'm fasting today. Thank you very much.
Ma panen oma religioosse mütsi pähe, ütlen, et täna ma pastun.
Praise God. Amen. But it's wonderful in your country. We went to some restaurant yesterday. It was called the Medieval Hansa restaurant.
Yeah, me läksime.
It's lovely food there.
Läksime Hansa restaurant.
Yeah, meat and elk meat and deer meat and all kinds of wonderful meats.
Et seal igaste erilisi hirveliha, põdraliha.
No frogs, no cats, no dogs.
All the answer, yeah.
Yes, it's wonderful. I enjoyed everything in Estonia. God is so good in your country.
Nii, et ma naudin kõike, mis on Eestis.
He has blessed you. Because your recovery has been so soon, you know.
Ja jumal on teid õnnistanud, teie nagu taastumine on väga kiire.
When I first came to Moscow, there was nothing in the shops. And they, you buy a crystal vase, and they don't even have paper to wrap it up in or give you a bag, nothing. You just carry it and walk.
Et ma läksin Moskvasse alguses, et mitte midagi, isegi osid kristallvaasi, isegi paperit ei olnud, et seda ära pakkida.
It's true.
Võtsid vaasi, yes. Ette läksid ära.
And my friends had to go and queue up for bread here and rice there and ice, no rice. Sugar one place, milk one place, queue up, because there's nothing.
Ja mu sõber kõndis ühes kohas, ei piima teises kohast, ma ei tea, riisi, mis iganes, et igale poole, eri kohta pidi minema.
She was so grateful for us that she made me a chocolate cake and said, take it home for Christmas, you know.
Ükskord tegi mulle šokolaadi koogi, ütles, et võta see jõuludeks koju.
So my friends came.
Ja mu sõbrad tulid.
Those that had gone on missions with me.
Need, kes on minuga missioni reisile läinud.
Christmas dinner.
Ja siis
we
oli
were going to have a cake as dessert.
Jõulu söömaaeg, et see koop pidi olema nagu magustoiduks.
And we opened it up.
Ja me tegime selle lahti.
And there was this beautiful cake.
Ja oli ilus kook.
And everybody sat and cried.
Ja kõik istusid ja nutsid.
Because we realized that she had gone to a lot of trouble to bake that cake and to give it to us.
Ja et me saime aru, et on väga palju vaeva näinud, et see kook valmis
God's
teha
love,
ja
right?
Meile anda. Jumala armastus.
Love. God is so wonderful.
Et Jumal on nii võratu.
His love is very sacrificial too.
Ja tema armastus on ka väga ohverdav.
God sent Jesus to die for us.
Jumal saatis Jeesuse, et meie eest
we
surra.
We need to understand that.
Ja me peame seda mõistma.
Died so we could have life.
Et surra, et meil võiks olla elu.
An abundant life.
Ja rikkalikult elu.
Not sit down, be miserable in your what rocking chairs and watch silly old TV programs.
Et mitte, et olla sükkene alvasti ennast tunda oma kiiktoolides ja vaata rumalaid televiisori saatis. Et minna ja jagada evangeeliumi.
You'll never grow old then, you'll be happy.
Ja te kunagi saa siis vanaks, olete
too
rõõmsad.
Too happy to get sick.
Et liiga rõõmsad, et haigeks jääda.
No time to get sick.
Et ei ole aega haigeks jääda.
My daughter said, mom, why don't you retire now?
Ja ma tütar ütles, et ema, miks sa pensionil lähed?
I said, I'll retire when I'm in heaven.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ma olen pensionil siis, kui ma olen taevas.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, Jumalale.
Are you blessed? Yes, be blessed.
Olge õnnistatud.
The righteous are blessed. And we have every right to bless your nation.
Ja
God says the righteous can bless the nation.
Biblia ütleb, et õiged võivad õnnistada rahvaid.
So don't grumble. Say, oh, there's nothing in the fridge. Bless your fridge. And God will put things inside there. Amen.
Ja, ära räägi, et mul ei ole midagi külmutuskapis. Õnnistama külmutuskapi.
Start blessing everything.
Sinna
bless your home.
Õnnistama kodu.
Bless your closet. Say, God, I want nice clothes.
Õnnistama riidekappi. Ütle, et ma tahan häid riideid.
Worship
ilusad.
The Lord.
Ülista Jumalat.
A heart of thanksgiving is the one that takes you to the presence of the Lord.
Tänulikkuse süda, tänulik süda on see, mis viib sinna Jumala
so
lähedusse.
There's so much to thank him for.
Et on nii palju asju, millest teda
thank
tänada.
Him for what he's doing to your country.
Täna sellest, mida ta teeb
thank
sinu maaga.
Thank him for all the people in parliament and in the judiciary and everywhere. Thank him. Thank God. And
täna,
God will change everything.
Täna inimestest, kes on parlamentis ja igasugustel teistel ametikohtadel.
Amen
ja
and amen. Hallelujah. Shout amen.
Ütle amen.
Shout loudly.
Kõvasti. Amen.
Shout again.
Uuesti. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Jumal on hea.
He's a great God.
Ta on suur Jumal.
Come on. He's a great God.
Ta on suur Jumal.
And he's my defense.
Ta minu kaitse.
I shall not be afraid.
Ma ei karda.
God is victorious.
Jumal on võidukas.
God is victorious. He's victorious. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Jumal on hea.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I could
Jumala.
Take a minute's rest and preach again, but I'm not going to.
Ma võiksin uuesti jõudustada veel, aga ma ei tee seda.